the sermon, "This Day, This Scripture Is Fulfilled," was delivered on Friday evening, February 19, 1965, at the Parkview Junior High School in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Uparazi wa zuva ili lemba ili la kwanyereskika ukapelekeka pachinkonde kumise February 19, 1965, pa Parkview Junior High School mu Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
Just remain standing, if you will, while we bow our heads for a word of prayer.
Yimirirani wakanteura usange ime mungafiska apo ise tikusindamiska mitu yitu kulizgu la lulombo.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful tonight for this another opportunity to come and present this glorious, marvelous gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank Thee because that He still remains the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Vadada vakutemweka vakuchanya, ise ndise vakuonga usiku uu pa ichi, mwavi unyake kwiza na kupereka la uchindami ili, Evangeli liweme la Yesu Kristu. Ese tikumuongani imwe chifukwa chakuti iyo wakukalirira nditu mwene yura mairo mwanyauno na mirayira.
We thank Thee for these people who have gathered out here in the time of this cold weather and still with their anticipations great, looking, believing that something extraordinary is going to be given us from God. We come with that hope, Lord, to every meeting.
Ise tikumuongani imwe chifukwa cha vantu ava, awo vaungana muno munyengo ya mpepo izi za kuzizima, ndipo vachali na kukazika kwao kukuru, kulindizganga, kugomezganga kutichinyake chikuru chipereke kenge kwa ise kufuma kwa chuta. Ise tikwiza na chigomezgo icho fumu kuungano uliwose.
We thank Thee for the services night before last at the tabernacle. Thank Thee for the service here last evening and for the service today at the tabernacle. We're looking forward now what You will have for us tonight.
Ese tikumuongani imwe pa visopo usiku kujuvapo wa mairo pakachisi. Tikumuongani imwe pa chisopo kuno kumise kwa mairo na pa chisopo cha mwanyauno pakachisi. Ise tikukazga sono icho imwe mutipenge ise usiku uu.
Father, we know that anyone that's able to move their hands could turn back the pages of the Bible, but there's only one who can make it live and be real, and that's You. Father, we're looking for You to do that tonight.
Vadada ise tikumanya kutivali wose au wakumanya kugwiriska nchito maoko gawo, vangamanya kujura kunyuma kumapeji ya Baiboro. Kwene pali umoza pera uyo wangamanya kupanga ichi kukala cha moyo na cheneko cheneko. Ndipo uyo ndimwe. Ndipo badada, ise tikukazika kwa imwe kuti muchitenge icho usiku uu.
Bless us in every way. Our hearts are so full of joy as we see the time approaching when we're going to meet Him face to face. The one that we've loved and lived for all these years.
Titumbikeni ise mkachitiro kalikose, mitima itu nja kuzura chomene na chimwemwe apo ise tikuona nyengwe yukusendelera, apo ise tamkumana na iyo, maso na maso. Yumoza uyo ise tirikumutemwa na kumukalira umoyo vilimika vyose ivi.
Many new converts, Lord, has been made, understanding that a great host, 40 or 50, is to be baptized in Your name in the morning. From the service last night.
Vakupenduka vanandi vapsha fumu vasangika, taparirika kuti mzinda ukuru, 40-50, vababatizikenge mzinalinu mlenji, kufumira pachisopo cha usiku wa mara.
Oh God, please continue. We pray until every predestinated seed of God has seen the gospel light and come into the fold.
Oh, chuta chonde rutirirani, ise tikuromba, mpaka mbeu yili yose ya kusankikiratu ya chuta ikuone kuvara kwa ivangeri ndipo ya njira mumskambo.
We ask you to hide us tonight behind the word, blind us to the things of the world, and let us see Jesus. May there be a Mount Transfiguration experience among us tonight that we see no man save Jesus only. We ask that in His name and for His glory and a vindication of His gospel. Amen. You be seated.
Ise tikumurombani ime kutimutibise ise usiku uu kuseri kwa mazgu. Mutiburumutizge ise kuvindu vya charu. Ndipo mutizomerezge ise tiwone Yesu. Nkuromba pave cha kuchitika cha papiri la kusandulika pakati pitu siku uu. Kuti ise tireke kuona muntu kweni Yesu pera. Ise tikuromba ichi muzina rake na kuchindami wake na kukozgereka kwa ivangeri rake. Amen. Imwe munga karapasi.
I'm just going to turn this mic or this desk just slightly sideways if it's all right, so that I can see both sides of the audience. I guess I can get the microphones around here, right? All right, just a moment.
Ine ndinga na mulenge waka mikrofoni iyi, panji desaki iri kumpipete pachoko waka, usange ichi chiri makora, makuti ine ningamanya kulaviska vigaba vyose viviri vya guru. Ine ngusachizika ine ningamanya kuzungulira nao uku makora ma mikrofoni, viri makora kanyengo waka.
We are greeting from the main auditorium here tonight, our friends in Arizona, California, Texas, and across the United States by the way of telephone. This is going nationwide, this service tonight, by the way of telephone. So we trust that God will bless us.
Ise tikumutawuzgani kufumira mnyumba ikuru ii ya kusoperamo siku uu, wabwezi vitu mu Arizona, California, Texas, na Syria la United States, muntowa ya telefoni. Ichi chikuruta charuchose, chisopo ichi usiku uu, muntowa ya telefoni. Ntawura ise tikugomeze kutichivuta watitumbikenge ise.
Can you hear back over to the auditorium to the left? All right, they're going to check now the telephone system to see if it's working. All right.
Kasimwe mkupulika kunyuma kudera ku nyumba ya kusoperamu kumazere, viri makora. Iwo wafufuzenge sono ntowa ya telefoni, kutivaone usangi iye yukubira nchito makora.
Everybody happy tonight?
Say,
well, that's fine. On this side? Amen. I'm so glad to see that you're all seated comfortably.
Wale yose ndi wakukondwa usiku uu. Iwo yani, apo mpaweme. Kuchigava ichi, amen. Ine ndiri wakukondwa chomene kuona kutimwe mose mwakara mwakumasuka.
And now, tomorrow night, if the crowds keep increasing, there'll also be telephone direct there is tonight. I think some of them is down there at the tabernacle.
Ndipo sonno machere usiku, usangi mizinda yikurutirira kukuranga. Kuza mkuvaso kupulikizgira pa telefoni. Iriko usiku uu. Ine mkwanagana vanyake va iwo varikusika kura kukachisi.
And tomorrow morning, the services cannot be had at the tabernacle because there'll be a florist there decorating the church for a wedding tomorrow afternoon.
Ndipo machero mlenji. Visopo nta vingazakava pakachisi. Chifukwa. Kuza mkuwa wakuguriska maluwa kura waza mtoweskanga charichi kunozgekera ukwati machero kumahanya.
And they have transferred the services in the morning up to Brother Ruddle's church, one of our associates, and up on the highway here, 62. Has it been announced?
Yes.
Has it been announced?
Ndipo iwo wasamusikira visopo vya mlenji kumtunda kucharichi rambare Radel, yumoza wa vakovirana na uvitu, ndipo kumtunda pa mseu ukuru kuno 62. Kasi ichi charengezeka, ichi charengezeka.
If it overflows up there, we'll take the rest and send another minister down to Brother Junior Jackson's down in Clarksville. The reason we had it, Brother Ruddles, is close here, and we can, we thought you could find that easier. And then we'll take care of it in some way.
Ndipo sange iri lamzura chomene kumtunda kura. Ise tamtora vanyake wose na kutumizga muparazgi mwenyake kusika kulambale Junior Jackson, kusika mu Clarksville. Chifukwa icho ise tikavira na ichi kulambale Radel, iri lirikufupi kuno. Ndipo ise tingamanya, ndipo ise tikaganagana kuti imwe mungasanga icho kuvachipusu. Ndipo nteura ise tichitenge ichi mtu wa inyake.
And be sure to get all those baptisms in for tomorrow. And I hope there'll be another 100 or 2 added to those for baptism tomorrow.
Ndipo mwone seske kuti mwamatora wose vamo kubabatizika vara vafike machero. Ndipo ini nkukomezi kakuza mkubabanyake 100 panji 2 kusazikirako kuvara kuti vazaka babatizike machero.
And now, tomorrow night, I never like to announce anything you speak on ahead of time, but one night in the service, or one day, I want to speak on the subject of who is this Melchizedek.
Ndipo sono machero usiku, ine ngutemwa chara kulengezeratu icho iwe uza miyowo ya nyingo ya kuntazi. Kweni usiku umoza mchisopo, panji zuvarimoza, ine ngukumba kuti nizaka yowoye pachisambizgo chakuti, kasi ndinjani Melchizedek uyu.
Because it's a subject that I think we're living in the time when these revelations, of which has been a question down through the age of who is this fella.
Chifukwa, ichi ndi chisambizgo icho ine nkukanagana ise tikukara mnyengo apo maufumbuzi aga za icho lakarari kuvafumbo mumwire uliwose rakuti kasi ndinjani muntu uyu.
And I believe that God has the answer who he was. Some said a priesthood, some said a king, some, but there's got, as long as there's a question, there's got to be an answer to that question which is right. Cannot be a question without first being an answer.
Ndipo ine nkukomezika kuti chiuta walinaro zgoro. Icho iyo wakava. Vanyake wakati usofi. Vanyake wakati fumu. Vanyake kweni pakwenera kuva pene papopose palifumbo. Pakwenera kuva zgolo kufumbo lira. Lene iro nda unenesko. Ntali nga wako fumbo kwa mbla chakudanga kuvako zgoro.
Now, we trusting that God will give us a blessing tonight out of his word as we read it. And you've had, Billy told me to tell you that you sure had fine cooperation with the peoples here that's been in the parking system, the police and everything. Keep it up. That's very, very good.
Sono ise tikugomeze kuti chiuta watipenge ise tumbiko usiku uu kufumira mumazgo gake. Apo ise tikuvazika ichi. Ndipo imwe mulikuvapo na bile wangu ndipalira ine kuti ndimpalireni imwe kuti nadi imwe mulina kukolera na kukuwemi na vantu kuno au vakaravali mundondomeko ya kakariro va polisi na chirichose lutirirani nteura icho nchiweme, nchiweme chomene.
We hope to see the time maybe in the near future when maybe we could bring the tent here to the city and put it up out here in the ballpark where we could stay for some length of time. Maybe for 3 or 4 weeks revival constantly.
Ise tikugomezi ya kuzakawona nyengo, panyake kuntanzi mwasono sono. Apo panyake ise tingaza kafika na hema kumsumba na kujinta ili kuno mumaru ka kuseverera mobola. Uko ise tingamanya kukara nyengo italiko, panyake masabata ga 3 panji ganai, chisisimuso ruta ruta.
Here, we just merely get to know each other. And then we have to say goodbye, and we go again. But I'd like to come and stay an extensive trip, one time where you can stay so we don't have to close out a night or two, but just stay and teach day and night, on and on.
Ndipo pano ise ntati kufika panyengo ya kumanyana yumoza na manyake. Ndipo pamanyuma ise tikwenera kuti tirairane, ndipo ise tikurutaso. kwene ine ngukumba kuti ndifike na kusakakara ulendo utali. Nyengo imoza kwa imwe mungamanya kukara manteura, ise ntati kwenara kuti tirekezi usiku panji kaviri. Kwene kukara waka na kusambizga, muhanya na usiku, muhanya na usiku, kurutirira na kurutirira.
Maybe somebody go home and feed the chickens, milk the cows, and come back next week and continue home with the service. I like that. So, the Lord be with you.
Panyake mwenyake kuruta kunyumba na kukapereka chakurga kunkuku, kusenga ngombe, na kuizaso sabada ikwiza na kuruterira pachisopo. Ine nkuchite mwa icho. Nteura fumu ive na mwe.
Now, before I leave, perhaps Sunday morning or Sunday night or sometime one of these services, I know you're all waiting to hear the message on the truth about marriage and divorce, which is one of the great problems of the day.
Sono pambere ine nindarute, panyake pasabata mlenji, panji pasabata usiku, panji nyengo inyake, chimoza chavisopo ivi. Ine ngumanya ime mose mkulindizika kuti mupulike utenga pa UNESCO wa ntengwa na kupatana. Lene ilo nilimoza la masuzgo kakuru ganyengo iyi.
And I'm just as sure as I'm standing here, I believe that the correct answer is in the Word of God. And I believe that that's what I promised to come back for.
Ndipo ine ndiri waka na chisimikizgo umo ine nda imirira pano. Ine nkugomeze kuti zgoro leneko liri mumazgo kachuta. Ndipo ine nkugomeze kuti icho ndicho ine nkalaize kuti ine ndiza mkwiziraso.
I suppose knowingly, as far as I know, I want to have another service here in Jeffersonville on Easter Sunday. And we'll, for sunrise service, and then Easter Sunday.
Ndipo ine nkugomeze kama kufika hapo, umo ine nkumanyira. Ine ngukumba kuzakava na chisopo chinyake kuno mu Jeffersonville pasabata wa istara. Ndipo ise itiza mkuwa kuchisopo cha kufumiska zuwa. Ndipo pamanyuma sabata wa istara.
So we'll announce it ahead and try maybe to get the auditorium if possible or somewhere for Sunday. Maybe come Saturday and Sunday.
Ndeura ise tirengezere tu ichi na kuyezga panyake kuti tisange nyumba ya kusoperamo. Usange kungachitika, panji kumaroku nyake pasabata, panyake kwiza pachisuro na pasabata.
I have to fly in and back out because it's near the time. I have to check it first with the schedule I have and one of my itinerary in California. And then immediately after that, I've got to go down into Africa. So keep in touch and pray for us.
Kuiza pandege na kuwerera pandege, chifukwa nyengo ili pafupi. Ine nkwenera kuti ndifufuze ichi chakudanga, na mundandanda ine ndire nao. Ndipo moza wa gane, maulendo gane ma California. Ndipo nteura nkanira pa manyuma pa icho, ine nkwenera kuti ndirute kusika ku Afrika. Nteura tieni tikwasikanenge, ndipo mutiromberenge ise.
Now, tonight, I want to call your attention to a portion of God's Word found in the fourth chapter of St. Luke. The fourth chapter and the 16th verse, it will begin. Jesus speaking, this day is this word fulfilled in your ears.
Sono siku ine ngukumba kuti ndichemere cheruchinu kuchigava chamasu kachuta. Kusangika mchipaturo 4 cha Luka mtuva. Chipaturo 4 ndipo verse 16. Ichi chikuyamba. Yesu wa kuyoya. Zuwa iri mazgo aga kwa niriskika mumakutuginu.
Now, we want to draw from that a conclusion of how dynamic is the word of God. Now we all can figure out the mechanics, but it takes the dynamics to make it work.
Sono ise tikukumba kuti titolepo kufuma apo, fundo ya umumazgo ya chuta galiri gankongono. Sono, ise tose tingamanya kulongosora vya kupangira, kweni ichi chikutolera nkongono kuti ichi chikwire nchito.
We can figure out what the mechanics of a machine, automobile, but then it takes the dynamics to make the wheels go to operating and moving.
Ise tingamanya kulongosora vya kupangira machini, galimoto, kweni ntewula ichi chikutolera nkongono kuti zipange matayara kuti gazungulire na kuyenda.
Now, Jesus had returned to Nazareth, where he was brought up. On down in the scriptures here we find that they said, we heard you did such and such over Capernaum. Now, let us see you do it here in your own country.
Sono, Yesu wakabakuti wawerera ku Nazareti, uko iyo wakalerekera. Kurutirira kukira mumalemba umu, ise tikusanga kuti iwo wakati. Ise tikapulika iwe wakachita chakuti na chakuti kula mukaperu na humu. Sono reka ise tiwone iwe kuchita ichi mucharu chako weka.
Jesus said, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country. And of course that's where you're brought up at, and where people know you. And there he had a bad name to begin with by him being born without an earthly father.
Yesu wakati mprofeti ndi wambla kuchindikika kupatulako mcharu chake yeka. Ndipo nkumanya, uko ndi uko iwe ulikulerekera na uko vantu wakukumanya iwe. Ndipo kula iyo wakaba na zina liheni kuyamba na kuyamba. Kwa iyo pakuwa wakababika kwa mbladada wapacharu chapasi.
They called him an illegitimate child, that Mary was actually pregnant before she married officially Joseph. But that isn't so. We know it isn't so.
Iwo wakamchema iyo mwana wapatengere. Kuti Maria wakatora ntumbo pambere iyo wakava wandatengwe madango kwa Yosefe. Kweni icho nta chirinteura, ise tikumanya icho nta chirinteura.
And on this scripture, what caused me to fall my eyes upon this was something that happened just recently in Phoenix, Arizona. It was the last day of the service that I was to speak at the International Convention of the Full Gospel Businessman.
Ndipo palemba iri, icho chikandipangisika ine kuti ndipo nyemasogane pa iri. Chikava chinyake icho chikachitika waka mwasonosono mu Phoenix, Arizona. Likava zuwa la umariro la chisopo kuti ine nkainera kuti ndiyo oye pa ungano ukuru wa Full Gospel Businessman.
And in this convention, there was a visitor with us, which was a Catholic bishop, which is of the Chaldean rites of the Apostolic Catholic Church.
Ndipo muungano ukuru uu mkava mlendo wakava naise, uyo wakava bishop wa Katolika, uyo ndi wa Chaldean rites wa mpingo wa Katolika wa Chipostori.
The Most Reverend John S. Stanley, OSD, he is the Archbishop of Metropolitan United States in the Catholic Church. This happened to be his card and his address.
Mukuru Reverend John S. Stanley, OSD, iyo ndi Bishop Mlara wa chigawa chikuru cha United States mumpingo wa Katolika. Ichi chikachitika kuti wakava na kadi wake na yake na address yake.
And he was a visitor with the Christian businessman. And I had seen him there the day before, and when I was speaking on Saturday night, I believe it was, or Saturday morning at the breakfast, and as I was speaking, he kept watching me.
Ndipo iyo wakava mlendo na wa Christian businessmen. Ndipo ine nkamuona iyo kula mairo gake. Ndipo para ine nkayawayanga pachisuro usiku. Ine nkugomezia pakava ipo. Panje pachisuro mlenji, pachakurga cha mlenji. Ndipo ine, apo ine nkayawayanga, iyo wakarutirira kundila viskanga ine.
That man certainly is disagreeing with everything I say. And, you know, you could just see him. He keep his head up and down, But I didn't know what was just exactly working on him.
Ine nkaganagana. Mundu yura nadi wakususkana na chirichose ine nkuyoya. Ndipo imwe mkumanya. Imwe mungamanya. Imwe mungamanya kumuona waka iyo. Iyo waka kwezikanga waka mutu wake kuchanya na pasi. Kweni ine nkamanya chara icho chikachitikanga nkanira pa iyo.
So on Sunday afternoon when I got up to speak, I was going to take my text on birth pains, where Jesus said that as a woman in travail with a child, she's travailing in birth.
Ntewora pasabata kumahanya, para ine nkanyamuka kutindiye woye, ine nkatindito renge makanigane pa vyakuvinya pa kubaba. Ukwa Yesu wakayoya kuti, umo mwanakazi wakuvira na vyakuvinya vyakubaba mwana. Mwanakazi wali na vyakuvinya mukubaba.
And so I was going to speak from there as birth pains, the subject saying that the world is in birth pains now. Although old has to be done away with so the new can be born, just like a seed has to rot away in order to give new life.
Ndipo nteura ine nkati ndiyo yenge kufumira apo ngati vyakuvinya pakubaba chisambizgo kuyawa yanga kuticharu chiri mu vyakuvinya pakubaba sono. Vyakare vikuendera kuti vimare, mwanteura chipcha chikuendera kuti chibabike. Kuyana waka na mbeo yikuendera kuti yivunde mwakuti iyi yipereke umoyo upya.
How the pains, birth pains struck the world in World War I. She had a terrific pain because they had poison gas and so forth that almost could destroy the world. And in World War II, she struck another harder pain. They had blockbusters and also an atomic bomb.
Ndipo umo vyakuvinya pakubaba vikutimba charu. Mungondo ya charu chose ya kudanga. Charu chikava na kuvinya kwa kofya. Chifukwa iwo wakava na mpepo za poizoni na vinyake nteura. Ivyo pafupufupi ntena vikananga charu. Ndipo mungondo ya charu chose ya chiviri, charu chikatimbika na chinyake, kuvinya kukuru kwa kuruska. Iwo wakava na mabomba kakuparanya, ndipo kweniso bomba la atomic.
She cannot stand another labor pain. With these missiles and things today, one more war will throw her out into space, for she will now be delivered, and there will be a new earth. The Bible said there will be.
Charu chingazizipizga chara kuvinya kunyake kwa kubaba. Na mizinga iye na vindu manya uno. Nkondo imoza inyake iza mkuchiponya ichi mumtambo. Pakutisono ichi ichiza mkuomboreka. Ndipo kuza mkuva charu chapasi chipsha. Baiboro likati ichiza mkuvako.
Under every prophet's message, Israel got a birth pain. Because these prophets had come on the scene after the theologians and clergymen would have the church all in organization form.
Pasi pa utenga uri wose wa mprofeti, Israel wakapokera vyakuvinya pakubaba. Chifukwa chakuti wa profeti ava vakizanga pamaro, pamanyuma pakuti vakusambira vya uchiuta na valiska vakavakuti vauvika mpingo wose mukawonekero kabungwe.
And when that prophets come on the scene, but thus saith the Lord, they shut them churches, and she had a birth pain. Finally, she had birth pains come on up until she delivered a son of the gospel, which was the word itself made flesh.
Ndipo para va profeti vara vakati vafika pamaro na nteura wakuti Yehova. Iwo vakagwedezga mipingo ira. Ndipo ukava na vyakuvinya pakubaba. Paumaliro. Ukawa na vyakuvinya vikuru pakubaba, mpaka ukababa mwana wa evangeli. Chene iche ukakava mask iwogene kuzikoka tupi.
So the church really is in birth pains tonight, again for the deliverance of the Son of God, to come again. All of our theologians, all of our systems, all of our denominations have rotted right out from under us.
Mwanteura mpingo ulinadi mu vyakuvinya pakubaba usiku uka mozaso. Pakulengezeka kwa mwana wachiuta kuti wafikeso. Vakusambira vya wachiuta vitu wose. kayendeskero kitu konse, mabungwe itu onse, gari kufundira nkanira pasipitu.
So we are in birth pain, and a message from God always stores a church in heavier pain. But after a while she's going to be delivered of a bride that'll bring forth Jesus Christ to his bride.
Teora isi etiri muvya kuvinya pakubaba. Ndipo utenga ukufuma kwa chivuta nyingo zose ukuponya mpingo muvya kuvinya vikuru vya pakubaba. Kweni para pajumpa kanyingo uba benge mkwatibwi. Icho chiza mkutolera Yesu Kristu kwa mkwatibwi wake.
And then thinking this man had disagreed with me so much, when I raised up to speak this message, I turned in my Bible to find the page, and my wife had just given me a new Bible for Christmas. My old Bible is about 15 years old, and the thing was just about torn to pieces.
Ndipo pa manyuma kugananga kuti munthu uyu wakasuskana nane chomene. Para ine nkaimirira kuti ndiyoye uthenga uwu. Ine nkajura mu Bible lane kuti ndisange page. Ndipo mori wane wakava kuti wandipa waka ine Bible lipsya pa Christmas. Bible lane la kale la kara pafupfupi virimika 15. Ndipo ili likama waka pafupfupi la kukeruka muviduskwa.
The pages every time would open up and fly out of them. And but I know just where to find every scripture. So I studied close in that Bible and I just picked up the new one because the other looks so ragged to go to church with.
Mapeji nyingori yose para iri rajurika kakafumangamu muiri. Ndipo kweni ine nkamanya uko ine ningasanga limbaliri rose. Ntewora ine nkuvazge kwa mbula kusuzgika mubaiborolira. Ndipo ine nkatora waka limoza lipsya. Chifukwa limoza linyake likawoneka la kukiruka chomene kutindirute naro kucharichi.
And when I started to turn over in St. John where the scripture was found, I started to read the 16th chapter, and the verse that I was looking for wasn't there. So I thought, strange, I turned back again, still it wasn't there.
Ndipo paraini nkatinda yamba kujura ku Yohani Mtuva, uko lemba likasangika, ine nkayamba kuvazga chipaturo 16. Ndipo vesi iro ine nkapenjanga likavamo chara mula. Nte uraini nkaanaana, nchachirendo. Ine nkajuraso kunyuma, ndipo uri ili likavamo chara mula.
And Brother Jack Moore from Shreveport, Louisiana, a bosom friend of mine, he was sitting there. I said, Brother Jack, isn't that found in St. John 16? He said, yes.
Ndipo mbale Jack Moore kufuma ku Shreveport, Louisiana, mubwezi chomeni wa ine, iyo wakava mwini mura. Ine nkati, mbale Jack, kasi ili likusangika mu Yohani Mtuva 16 chara, iyo wakati, inya.
And this Catholic priest got up out of his seat from about 100 clergymen sitting on the platform, walked over close to me with all of his robes and gowns and crosses and so forth, and got right up close to me, and he said, my son, be steady. God is fixing to move.
Ndipo wasembe uyu wa Katolika wakanyamuka mumpando wake, kufumina pafupi valisika 100 vakakara pagome, wakiza kufupi kwa ine, na minjirira yake yose na magauni na mpinjika na vinyake nteura. Ndipo wakafika nkanira kufupi na ine. Ndipo iyo wakati. Mwana wane, nozgeka. Chivuta wakunozgekera kuchita chinyake.
I thought a Catholic bishop telling me that. He said, read it out of my book. And I read the scripture out of his book. And took my text and went on. Preached my sermon.
Ine nkaganagana, bishop wa katolika kundipariranga ine icho. Iye wakati, vazga ichi kufuma mubukulane. Ndipo ine nkavazga lemba kufuma mubukulake. Ndipo nkatorapo makanigane, ndipo nkarutirira, nkaparazga utenga wane.
Afterwards, when I got through, he got up after I was gone and said, this one thing has to happen. After that, the church has to get out of the mess it's in, or we have to get out of the mess the church is in. So one or the other.
Pamanyuma, para ine nkatinda malizga, iyo wakanyamuka para ine nkatinda ruta ndipo wakati. Pari chindu chimoza chikwenera kuti chichitike. Pamanyuma paicho, mpingo kwenera kuti ufumemo mu kazuzi uo uulimo, panji ise tikuenera kuti tifumemo mu mukazuzi umo mpingo uli ndewora chimoza panji chinyake.
And I was on my road home back down to Tucson that evening. The kids was crying for a sandwich and I stopped to get a sandwich at a little stand. And my wife said, Bill, I never was so nervous in all my life to see you stand up there fumbling through that Bible. Said, didn't it make you nervous? I said, nope.
Ndipo ine yankhapa pa ulendo wanne kulutanga ku nyumba kuwerera kusika ku Tucson misekara. Vana vakaliriranga chingwa chakuphakamo chinyake, ndipo ine yankhaima kuti ndigule chingwa chakuphakamo chinyake paka benchi kachoko. Ndipo muli wanne wakati, Bill, ine ntanga chitapo mantha mu moyo wanne kukuona iwe wayimirira apo kupenjanga-penjanga mu Baibulo lira. Wakati, kasi iwe changukupangisika iwe mantha chara? Ine nkati, chara.
I said, I know it was in there somewhere. They just didn't have the pages, a misprint. And she said, to think that I got you that Bible and looked like every eye in there was right up on me. And I said, well, you couldn't help that. There's a misprint in the Bible. I said, they just never put the page in.
Ine nkati, ine nangumanya iri ilikava mwine mura pa maroganyake. Iwo ntava kabanaro page mwine mura. Ichi ndi kujumpira pa kulemba. Ndipo iyo wakati, kuganagana kuti ine nkakugulira iwe Baibulo lira. Changuoneka ngati kuti jisoliri lonse mura langu vankhanira pa ine. Ndipo ine nkati, inya, iwe ntena wanguleka chana kuganagana nteura. Kula kukava kujumpira pa kulemba mbaibolo. Ine nkati, iwe vakavikamo chara peji mwene mura.
Well, I got down and looked at it again, just perfect as it could be. But the 16th chapter ends the portion of it just about 3 inches from the bottom. Over at the 17th chapter on the other side does the same thing.
Enya, ine nkakarapasi ndipo nkalaviska moso umu. Nkanira makufikapo umu ili likamanya kuvira. Kweni chipaturo 16 chamara. Chigava cha ichi ma inches waka pa fupufupi ka 3 kufuma musi. Paseri waka pa chipaturo 17 paseri gari nyake. Pa chita chintu chene chira.
And being a new Bible, those two pages had perfectly stuck together. And I was reading from the 17th chapter instead of the 16th. Well, I said, that's all fine. It's for some cause.
Ndipo pakuwa Baibulo lipsya, mapeji gaviri gara gakamatana nkanira pamoza. Ndipo ine nkavazganga kufuma mu chipaturo 17 maro mwa 16. Inya, ine nkati, chose icho chiri makora. Ichi chiri pachifukwa chinyake.
And just as plain as you could hear any voice, a voice come to me and said he entered into Nazareth, the where he was brought up at, and went into the synagogue as it was his custom. And the priest gave him the scriptures to read. And he read Isaiah 61.
Ndipo mwapakweru waka umo imwe mukupulikira lizgu lane. Lizgu likiza kwa ine ndipo likati. Iyo wakanjira mnazareti, uko iyo wakalirekera. Ndipo wakanjira msunagoge, umo kakavira karuso kake. Ndipo musofi wakamupa iyo malemba kuti wavazge. Ndipo iyo wakavazga Yesaya 61.
And when he had read the scriptures, he sat down, handed the priest back the Bible, the book, and sat down, and all the eyes of the congregation was up on him, and precious words proceeded from his mouth, and he said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Ndipo para iyo wakati wavanzika malemba, iyo wakakarapasi, wakawezgera Baibulo kwa msofi, buku, ndipo wakakarapasi. Ndipo maso wose guru gakava pa iyo, ndipo mazgu kuzirwa gakafuma mumlomo wake. Ndipo iyo wakati, zuva iri, lemba iri rakwanirisikika.
This day, this scripture is fulfilled. How accurate is the scripture? If you'll notice this, in Isaiah 61, 1 to 2, is where our Lord was reading from. Isaiah 61, 1 to 2, but in the middle of the second verse of Isaiah 61, he stopped.
Zuwairi lembairi lakwanirisikika. umolemba liliri lineneska. Usange imwe muchuonenge ichi mu Yesaya 61:1-2. Ndi kwene kuko fumu yitu ikabazganga. Yesaya 61:2. Kwene mkatikati mwa verse 2 la Yesaya 61. Iyo wakalekezga.
Or said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the acceptable year. Then he stopped. Why? The other part to bring judgment didn't apply to his first coming, but his second coming. See, it didn't apply there. How the Scriptures never make a mistake. They're always perfect.
Uko iri rekati, muzimu wa Yehova ulipaine, kuti waparazge chirimika cha kuzomerezgeka, ndeura iyo wakalekezga. Chifukwa, chigava chinyake, kuti indipereke cheruzgo. Ndachi kakwaska za kwiza kwake kwa kudanga, kweni kwiza kwake kwa chiviri. Wanani, ichi ndachi kakwaska kura, umamalemba nta kunangiska, iwa nyingo zonse nga kufikapo.
Jesus stopped just where the Scripture stopped, because that was exactly what was to be vindicated in his day. Now, in that first coming, the second coming, he will bring judgment upon the earth, but not then. He was to preach the acceptable year.
Yesu wakalekezga apolemba likalekezgera, chifukwa chira chikava ndende icho chikainera kukozgeka mnyengo yake, sono, mkwiza kura kwa kudanga. Kwiza kwa chiviri iyo wabikenge cheruzgo pacharu chapasi, kweni ntaa nyengo yira. Iyo wakainera kuti ndiparazge chirimika cha kuzomerezgeka.
Notice the Messiah standing in the platform to identify himself with the word of promise for that age. How strange. The Messiah standing up before the church. And look at these precious words when he says here, to preach the acceptable year.
Mwoneni Mesia wa imirira pagome, kuti wajimanyiske iyo mwene na masu ya pangano ya muwiro ura. Chachirendo uli, Mesia kuimirira pantazi pampingo. Ndipo onani masu ya kuzirwa aga, para iyo wakuyoya apa, kuti ndiparazge chirimika cha kuzomerezgeka.
The acceptable year, as we all know as Bible readers, was the year of Jubilee. That when all slaves and prisoners, as they were been taken prison, and had to give a son to pay a debt, or a daughter to pay a debt.
Chirimika cha kuzomerezgeka, umwese tose tikumanyira, ngati wakubanzika baiboro, chikama chirimika cha chikondwerero. Kuti apo vazga vose na vakaidi, umoiwa vakavira, vakatorekanga mugadi. Ndipo vakaenera kupereka mwana mwanarumi kuti valipire ngongore. Panji mwana mwanakazi kuti valipire ngongore.
And they were in bondage. No matter how long they'd been in bondage or how long they're supposed to stay there, when the year come of the Jubilee, when the trumpet sounded, every man could go free if he wanted to go free. You were free, you were no more slave.
Ndipo iwo wakava muuzga. Kwale iwo wakava muuzga nyengo itariuli. Panji nyengo itariuli iwo wakainera kuti wakarekura. Para chirimika chakwana, chachikondwerero, para mbata ikalira, mundu wale yose wakainera kumasulika, usange iyo wakakumbanga kumasulika. Iwe ukamasulika, iwe ukawaso muzga chara.
But if you desire to remain a slave, then you had to be taken down to the temple, stood by the temple post, and they took an awl and bored a hole in your ear. And then you had to serve that slave master the rest of your days.
Kwenye usange iwe ukakumba kuti ukalirire muzga. Nteura iwe ukainera kuti varute nawe kutempire, kuimirira musi mwa mzati watempire. Ndipo iwo wakatora cha kudororera na kudorora kururu mkuturako. Ndipo nteura iwe ukainera kutumikira bwana yura wa muzga mazuwaga kowose.
What a perfect example it is of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When it's preached, the acceptable time and the time of Jubilee, anybody, no matter who you are, what color you are, what denomination you belong to, how far you've stooped in sin, or what's wrong with you, you can go free when you hear the gospel trumpet sound out. You are free.
Ndichiyeresgero cha kufika pouri ichi chiri cha evangeli ra Yesu Kristo. Para iri ra parazgika, nyengo ya kuzomeresgika, na nyengo ya chikondwerero. Uwari yose, kwa liwe ndiwe njani, kasi ndiwe wa mtunduri, kasi uri mubungwe uri, kwa liwe njira chomene uri mkwananga, panji kasi njivichi chanangika na iwe. Iwe ungamanya kumasulika para iwe wapulika mbata ya evangeli kulira. Iwe wamasulika.
But if you turn your back upon the message and refuse to hear it, notice you were born in the ear with an awe. That means to say that you have crossed the line between grace and judgment. And you will never hear the gospel again.
Kwene usange iwe warazga kongho nyoro kutenga na kukana kupulika uwu. Uona, iwe ukadororeka mukutu na chakudororera. Icho chikungana mlako yoya kuti iwe wajumba mzere pakatikati pawezi na cheruzgo. Ndipo iwe nta uza mkulipulikaso evangeli.
You will never get any further. You must be a slave to the system you're in the rest of your days, if you refuse to hear the acceptable year.
Iwe nta uza mkurutilira muntazi kulikose. Iwe ukwenera kuwa muzika kukayende skero iwe ulimo. Mazuwaga kuhose usangi iwe wakana kupulika chirimika cha kuzomerezgeka.
Now, the other part of it, as I said, didn't need to be answered because this coming Messiah time now is when he will bring judgment.
Sonno, gawari nyake raichi, umaine nangu yoyera, ntali kasoveka kuti rizgoreke, chifukwa mesia uyu wakwiza, nyengo sono, ndipeni papo iyo uwaza mkupereka cheruzgo.
Now, how could those people ever fail to see who he was? How did they ever miss it? How could it be when it was so plainly made known and showed? How could they have ever miss seeing?
So no, kasi vantuvara vakatondeka uli kuti vawone icho iyo wakava. Kasi iwo vakachiponya uli ichi. Kasi ichi chikachitika uli. Apo ichi chikavumbukwa pakweru ndipo chikaoneskeka. Kasi iwo vakaponya uri kuchiona ichi.
What a word! Think of it. This day is this scripture fulfilled before your eyes. Who said it? God himself. Who is the interpreter of his own word. This day is this scripture fulfilled.
Pala iyo, mazguri, ganaganani za ichi. Zuva ili lemba ili la kwanirisikika pa masopinu. Ndinjani wakayoya ichi, chivuta iyo mwene, uyo ndi wakumasulira mazgugake yeka. Zuva ili lemba ili la kwanirisikika.
The Messiah himself standing in the presence of the congregation and reading a word out of the Bible pertaining to himself and then saying, today this scripture is fulfilled, and they still fail to see it.
Mesia iyo mwene kuyimirira pamaso pa guru na kuvazganga maso ga baiboro kuyoyanga za iyo mwene. Ndipo pamanyuma kuyoyanga. Mwanya uno lemba iri la kwanirisikika. Ndipo iyo wakatondeka nditu kuchiwona ichi.
What a tragedy that would be. But it's happened. It's happened many times. How could it happen? Of course, like it did in other times, by believing man's interpretation of the word. That's what caused it.
Kasi ndiso kauli kuti chira chikavako. Kweni ichi chikachitika. Ichi chiri kuchitika nyingo zinandi. Kasi ichi chikachitika uli nkumanya. Ngati ndumo ichi chikachitikira nyingo zinyake. Pakuchita kugomezia kumasulira kwa muntu kwa mazgo. Chira ndicho chikapangiska ichi.
Those believers in them days, so-called believers, was taking the interpretation of what the priest had said about the scripture. Therefore, Jesus, not belonging to any of their ranks or their societies, he was excommunicated from their company.
Vakugomezka vara mumazvagara, vakugomezka vakuchemeka nteura, vakatoranga kumasulira uko msofi wakayoo ya zalemba. Ipo Yesu, ntapa kuwa mumaguru gawo panje mabungwe gawo, iyo wakasezgeka paguru lawo.
And therefore they could not identify him with them because he was different from them. The person of Jesus Christ was so unique that no one should have missed seeing it. That was the Son of God because he was a perfect identification of the scripture that was wrote of him.
Ndipo ipo iwo ntava kamanya kumchindika iyo pamoza na iwo. Chifwa iyo wakava wakulekana na iwo. Muntu Yesu Kristu wakava wapadira chomene mwakuti ntena wakava pochara yumoza ntena wakaponya kuonanga kuti yura wakava mwana wachiuta. Chifwa iyo wakava kuvumbukwa kwa kufikapo kwa lemba iro likalembeka za iyo.
So any Christian is known. When his life identifies the very thing that a Christian's supposed to do. How he could stand there and say, this day, this scripture is fulfilled right before your eyes.
Umondi mwa mkristu waliyose wakumanyikwira. Para umoyo wake ukuvumbura vindu vyenevira mkristu wakwenera kuchita. Umoyo wakaimirira kura na kuti. Zuwairi lembairi lakwanirisikika nkanira pa masopinu.
How outstanding, how so plainly, and yet those people misunderstood. Why? It's because they took the interpretation of some order of priest that they were listening to. And history always repeats itself, and scripture has a compound meaning to it, and a compound revelation.
Umo chikavira chakufika hapo. Umo chikavira pakweru chomene. Ndipo kwenye vantuvara vakapulikiska chara. Chifukwa. Ndichifukwa chakuti iwo vakatora kumasulira kwa dongosoro linyake la vasofi. Awo iwo vakavapulikiranga. Ndipo mudauko nyingo zose ukujiwerezga iwo wene. Ndipo lemba lili na vingana mulo vinandi kuiri na uvumbuzi unandi.
For instance, like it says in the Bible, that out of Egypt, I've called my son, referring to Jesus. Run the margin on that, you find out it also referred to Jacob. Same scripture. Jesus was his greater son. Jacob was his son. He called out of Egypt.
Machieresgero, ngatindu moiri likuyoyera mubaiboro kuti, kufuma mu Egupto ine ndiri kuchemamo mwanawane, kuyoyanga za Yesu. Gwara ni mzere paicho. Ndipo imu mkusanga kuti, kweniso likayooya za Jacob lemba lenerira. Yesu wakava mwana wake mkuru. Jacob wakava mwana wake uyo iyo wakachema kufuma mu Egupto.
Which the Scofield reference and all other references give to it. Because that's the scripture it was referring to. So it had a double answer. It had an answer to Jacob called out and to Jesus called out.
Chena icho buku la Scofield na mabuku yake wose kakuzunura ichi. Chifukwa chakuti ndi lemba ichi chikangana mlanga. Sono hili likavana mazgoro gaviri. Hili likavana zgoro za kuchemeka kwa Jacob na kwa Yesu wa kuchemeka.
And so is it today. It's because that we're in such a turmoil as we are. And people fail to see the truth of God is because there's too many man-made interpretations of God's Word. God don't need nobody to interpret His Word. He is His own interpreter.
Ndipo nteura ndi mukuliri mwanya uno. Ndi chifukwa chakuti ise tiri munthimbaniso ngati ndumo ise tiriri. Ndipo vanthu vakutondeka kuona uneneso wa chiuta. Ndi chifukwa chakuti kuli kumasulira kuna ndi chomene kwa mazwi ka chiuta kwa kupangika na munthu. Chiuta nthawa kusoveka mwinyake kuti wamasulire mazwi ake. Iyo ndi wakumasulira ake iyo yekha.
God said in the beginning, let there be light, and there was light. Yes. That doesn't need an interpretation. He said a virgin shall conceive, and she did. That doesn't need any interpretation.
Chuta wakayoya mumtendeko, kuveko kuvara, ndipo kukavako kuvara. Icho ntachi kukumbikwa kumasulira. Iyo wakati, mwari wazamima, ndipo iyo wakaima. Icho ntachi kukumbikwa kumasulira kulikose.
When God's interpretation of his word is when he vindicates and proves it to be so. That's his interpretation by making it come to pass. That's where God's interpretation is. It's when he makes his word come to pass. He's interpreted it to you.
Pala kumasulira kwa chiuta kwa mazwi ake ndi para iyo wakhozekera na kusimikizira ichi kuva ntheura. Uko ndiko kumasulira kwake, pakuchita kupanga ichi kufisikika. Apo ndipo pali kumasulira kwa chiuta. Ndi para iyo wapanga mazwi ake kukwanirisikika, iyo kumasulira ichi kwa imwe.
Like if there never been light, he said, let there be light, and there was, that don't need anybody to interpret. But we get man-made systems mixed into it. And when you do, you get it out of line. It's always been that way.
Ngati kuti ntha kukavako kuvara, ndipo iyo wakati, kuveko kuvara, ndipo kukavako. Icho ndachi kukumbikwa munyake kuti wamasulire. Kweni ise tikutora ndondomeko za kupangika na vandu kusazikana muichi. Ndipo para imwe mwachita, imwe mukufumisika po ichi pa mzere. Ichi nyengo zose chirikuva ntheura.
But I still think of how striking it must have been. Think of it. The Messiah. Why did they fail to see him? Because their very leaders that ought to have known him, that ought to have been versed in the scripture, that ought to have been understanding of the scriptures, they belittle this man and said he's the illegitimate child of to begin with. We wouldn't believe that.
Kwene ine nkwanagana nditu za umoichi chikavira chakuchenuskira. Ganagana ni zaichi. Mesia. Chifukwa uri iwa wakatondeka kumuona iyo. Chifukwa. Barangosiki wawo awo wakainera kuti ntena wakamumanya iyo. Awo wakainera kuti ntena wakalimanya makora lemba. Awo wakainera kuti ntena wakawa na kapulikisikiro kama lemba. Iwo wakamuyuyura munthu uyu ndipo wakati. Iyo ndi mwana wapatengere kufuma pakuyamba. Ise tinga gomezi kachara icho.
Years later, we don't believe that. We would die for the purpose to say that he was a virgin-born son.
Virimika vika jumpapo. Ise ntati kugomezi kachara. Ise tinga manya kufirapo pachakulinga chakuyoya kuti iyo wakava mwana wakubabika na mwari.
And it'll come to pass someday that the very things that we see Jehovah doing today, man in the ages to come, if there is, will die for the thing that we're talking about today. You'll have to do it when the mark of the beast comes on, and you're not allowed to preach the gospel this way.
Ndipo ichi chiza mkufisikika zvarinyake kuti, vindu vjanevira ise tikuona Yehova wakuchita mwanyauno, vantu mimiwiro iyo ikwiza, usange iriko, vaza mkufikira chindu icho ise tikuyoya mwanyauno. Ime mkwenera kuti mzakachite ichi para rusimbo rwa chikoko rwa fika. Ndipo ime nta muza mkuzomerezikeka kuparazika ivangere mkachitiro aka.
When the great union of churches comes together, which is in order right now for the world church, you'll have to seal your testimony with your own life to this.
Para umoza ukuru wa mpingo ukwiza pamoza. Chene icho chiri mudongosoro son tena kumpingo wacharo. Ime mkwenera kuti mzakajare ukaboni winu na umoyo winu mwavene kuichi.
You must believe it now.
If those priests could rise up and condemn him, would not condemn him. But you say, if I'd have been there, I would have done so and so. Well, that wasn't your age, but this is your age. This is the time.
Imwe mkwenera kugomezga ichi sono. Usange vasofivara vanga uka. Au vaka mkana iyo. Vanga mkana chara iyo. Kwene imwe mkuti. Usange ine nkawenge kukura. Ine ntena nkachita chakuti na chakuti. Inya. Ula ntao kava muwiro wako. Kwene uo ndi muwiro wako. Nyengo ndi iyi.
You say, well, if he was here, the Bible says, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same. So he is here. But he's here as the world has civilized, become greater and educated more. He's here in a spirit form, which they cannot kill or put to death.
Imae mkuti, inya, usange iyo wakavenge pano. Baiboro rikanti, iyo ndi mwene yura mairo mahanya uno na mira ira. Mwene yura, njewora ndimo iyo waliri pano. Kweni, iyo walipano. Umocharo chiri kutukukira. Kuvacha kuchita makora. Ndipo chasambizi gavanandi. Iyo walipano mkaonekero kamzimu. Chena icho iwo vangakoma chara panji kuparanyira kunyifwa.
He died once. He cannot die again. He had to be made flesh in order for God to be put to death in the flesh for sin. But this time he can never die. It's the Holy Spirit.
Iyo wakafaka Musa. Iyo wangafuanso chana. Iyo wakainera kuzgoka tupi makuti chivuta wamparanyire kunyifwa mutupi. Chifukwa chakwananga. Kwenye nyengo iyi, iyo wangafwa chana. Ichindi mzimu mutuwa.
Now, how to think that they had them things against him. Another thing, that he would not join any of their ranks. Amen. Then you see, that still made him a bad person.
Sonno, umo tingagana ganira. Kuti iwo wakaba na vindu vira vya kwimikana na iyo. Chindu chinyake, kuti iyo wakajoinako chara kumaguru gao. Nteora imi wanani, chira chikampanga iyo mundu mweheni nditu.
He wouldn't join their organizations, wouldn't join their priesthood, and he wouldn't have nothing to do with it. And then besides all that, he tried to tear down what they'd built up.
Iyo wakajoina kuchara kugao mabungwe gao. Wakajoina kuchara kusofi wao. Ndipo iyo wakavana chakuchita chara na ichi. Ndipo pama nyuma kusazigirapo vyose ivyo. Iyo wakayesika kubangandulira pasi icho iyo wakazenga.
He went into the temple. We call him a meek man. He was. But many times we misunderstand what meekness is. He was a man of compassion, but yet we fail sometimes to understand what compassion is. Not human sympathy isn't compassion, but compassion is doing the will of God.
Iyo wakanjira mtempire. Isete kumchema iyo muntu wakufuasa. Iyo wakava. Kweni nyengo zinandi isentati kupulikisika akasi kufuasa ndivichi. Iyo wakava muntu wachisungusungu. Kwendipo uri iseti kutondeka nyengo zinyake kupulikisika kasi chisungusungu ndivichi. Nta chitima cha umuntu, ndi chisungusungu chara. Kwene chisungusungu ndi kuchitanga kumbo ra chuta.
He passed through the pool of Bethesda, the gate. There lay people, multitudes of them. Multitudes is no certain number. But there lay multitudes, lame, blind, halt, withered. And he had compassion on the people always.
Iyo wakayendera kuchisime cha Betesida chipata. Kuna kukagona vantu vanandi va iwo. Vanandi ndi nambara inyake chara. Kweni kura kukagona vanandi. Vakupundukwa, vachiburumutira, vakugonta, vakupapa. Ndipo iyo wakavana chisungusungu pa vantu nyengo zose.
And he went to one person. That was not lame, blind, halt, or withered. Maybe he had a prostrate trouble. Maybe he had some little infirmity that was retarded. He had it 38 years. It wasn't going to bother him. It wasn't going to kill him. He was laying on a pallet. And he said, will thou be made whole?
Ndipo iyo wakaruta kwa mundu moza uyo nta wakava wakupundukwa, wachiburumutira, wakugonta, nesi wakupapa. panyake wakava na suzgo la vivaro vya mkati. Panyake iyo wakava na chakufoka chichoko, icho nta chikakuranga. Iyo wakava na ichi virimika sate 80, ichi chikati chimko veskenge chara iyo, chikati chimko menge chara iyo. Iyo wakagona pampasa. Ndipo iyo wakati, kasi iwo kukumba kuti uchizgike.
And a man said, I have nobody to put me in the water, but while I'm coming, or someone steps down ahead of me. See, he could walk, he could see, he could get around, but he was just feeble.
Ndipo muntu wakati, ine ndirije muntu wakuti wandivike ine mumaji. Kwene hapo ine nkwiza, inya, munyake wakujanda kuntazi kwa ine. Wanani, iyo wakamanyanga kuyenda, iyo wakamanyanga kulaviska, iyo wakamanya kusunta. When iyo wakava waka wakufoka.
And Jesus said to him, rise up, take up your bed and go to your house. And Jesus' question on that. For you remember the scripture said this, no wonder if he'd come to Jeffersonville tonight and make an act like that, they'd still talk about him.
Ndipo Yesu wakayoya kwa iyo. Nyamuka, tora mpasa yako ndipo rutanga kunyumba yako. Ndipo Yesu wakamfumba pa icho. Pakuti imwe mkukumbukira lemba likayoya ichi. Ndicho chifukwa. Usange iyo wangiza ku Jeffersonville siku uu na kupanga mlimo ngati ura. Iwo mbwenu vayo yenge nditu za iyo.
But remember, he came to do one thing was the will of God. Now that's down in St. John 5:19. You'll get the answer. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself, but what he sees the Father doing, that doeth the Son.
Kweni kumbukirani, iyo wakiza kuzakachita chindi chimoza, likava kumbo la chuta. Sono, icho chukusangika mu Yohani Mtuva 5:19. Ime mulisangenge zgoro. Iyo wakati, inya inya ine kumparirani imwe. Mwana wanga chita kandu chara mwa iyo yeka, kweni icho iyo wakuona vadada wakuchita, chene icho wakuchita mwana.
Now they ought to have known that that was the very vindication of the prophecy of Moses, for the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like unto me.
Sono hivo ntena waka inera kumanya kutikula kukava kukosgereka kwa uchime wene ura wa Moses. Pakuti Yehova chuta winu uwaza muska mprofeti wakuyana na ine.
Do you notice when he seen the man, he said Jesus knew that he had been in this condition for many years. See, being a prophet, he saw that man in that condition and went down there and waved his way around to those people, mincing to the crowd, until he found that certain man.
Kasimwe mangoona, para iyo wakati wamuona muntu, iyo wakati. Yesu wakamanya kuti iyo wakava mkavirwa aka pavirimika vinandi. Wonani, pakova mprofeti. Iyo wakamuona muntiura mkavirokara, ndipo wakaruta kusika kura, ndipo wakayenda. Wakayenda ulendo wake kuzungulira kujumpa muvantuvara, kuyendanga mwakunyatira mumzinda, mpaka iyo wakamsanga muntu mnyake yura.
Pass by the lame, halt, blind and withered, yet a man full of compassion. But compassion is doing the will of God.
Wakavajumpa vakupundukwa, vakugonta, vachiburumutira, na wakupapa, kweni muntu wakuzura na chisungu-sungu. Kweni chisungu-sungu ndi kuchitanga kumbo la chuta.
Now we find him, as he would not join up with them. He would not have nothing to do in their ranks. Then he was an outcast.
Sono, ise tikumsanga iyo, umo iyo nta wakajoina na nawo iyo. Iyo wakavavya chakuchita na magurugawo, manteora iyo wakava wakukanika.
He would not have any. Besides that, he went into the temple one day. A man went in there and found the house of God just that contaminated as it is today.
Iyo ntena wakava na chirichose chara. Kusazikira po icho, iyo wakanjira mtempiri zvarimuza. Muntu wakanjira mwenemura ndipo wakasanga nyumba ya chuta pafupi ya kunangika umo iyi iriri mwanya uno.
They were buying, selling, changing money. And he turned over the money tables, took ropes and plaid them, and beat the money changers out of the temple and looked upon them with anger.
Iwo vaka guranga, vaka guriskanga, vaka sintanga ndarama. Ndipo iyo waka gadabura mateburo gandarama. wakatora mikusa ndipo wakaikurunga iyi, ndipo wakatimba pakusintha ndalama kuvafumisika mtempire, ndipo wakavalaviska iwo na ukali.
It said it's written. Hallelujah. My father's house is a house of prayer, and you made it a den of thieves. You with your traditions has made the commandments of God of none effect.
Ndipo wakati kuli kulembeka, hallelujah, nyumba ya vadada vane ndi nyumba ya kusoperamo, ndipo imwe mwaisgora iyi nyumba ya vankungu, ndipo imwe na miambo inu mwapanga maranguro kachuta kuwa gambla nkongono.
Oh, could a bunch like that ever believe in him? No, sir. They had been so hog-watered in the muck of societies and filth of the day until they were so ecclesiastical, froze up until they couldn't feel the vibrations of the power of Almighty God.
Oh, kasi guru ranteura linga gomezga mwa iyo, chara buwana, iwo wakava kuti vavivira chomeni mumatipa gama bungwe na ukazuzi wa nyingo ira. Mpaka iwo wakazizima chomene na maoparazgi. Mpaka iwo ntava kama nyanga kupulika kududuma kwa nkongono ya chiuta mwene nkongono.
No wonder the woman could touch his garment and get healed by it, and a drunken soldier could spit in his face and feel no virtue. Depends on how you approach it. Depends on what you're looking for. When you go to church, it depends on what you're looking for.
Njambla kuziziskwa mwana kazi mchoko wakamanya kukwaska cha kufwara chake na kuchizgika na ichi. Ndipo msirikari wakurovera wakamanya kumtunyira mata kumaso kwake, ndipo nta wakaipulika nkongono. Chikutolera umo imwe mkwizira kuichi. Chikutolera icho imwe mkupenja. Para imwe mkuruta kucharichi. Ichi chikutolera icho imwe mkupenja.
Now, we see him standing there. No doubt but what the people had already warned, the priest had warned the people. Now he's coming over here next Sabbath. And when he does, don't you listen to him.
So na ise tikumuona iyo waimirira hapo. Palije nkaiko kweni kuti vantu vakamuchenjezika kale iyo. Vakamuchenjezika. Musofi wakavachenjezika vantu. So na iyo wafikenge kudera kuno pazuva likwiza ra kupumura. Ndipo. Para iyo wafika, nta munga mpulikiranga iyo.
Now you might go and sit here, but don't pay no attention to what he says, because he don't belong to our group. He's an outcast. He has no fellowship card. He don't even have an organization paper with him. He doesn't have nothing like that.
Sono, ime panje mgaruta na ukara hapa, kweni nta munga vikanga zero kuicho iyo wakuyoya. Chifuwa iyo nta wali mgurulitu. Iyo ndi wakukanika, iyo walije kadi la wene na wene, iyo walije nanga ndi bu, karata ya bungwe na iyo, iyo walije chirichose ngati icho.
What is he? Some renegade boy that was born down here illegitimate birth by a carpenter's home that a mother conceived him before they were married and they're trying to hide the thing up with some supernatural thing.
Kasi ndinjani iyo, mnyamata mnyake, wakugarukira uyo wakababikira kusika kuno, kubabikira patengere, mnyumba ya karipentara, kuti mama wakatora ntumbo ya iyo pembere iwo wakava vandatorane, ndipo iwo wakuyezika kubisa chindu ichi na chinyake cha uzimu.
We know that when the Messiah cometh, he'll come down the corners of heaven and go to our high priest and say, here I am, Caiaphas. But we find out that he didn't do it that way, because it wasn't written in the word that way. It was a man-made tradition that caused him to believe that.
He said, tikumanya kuti para Mesia wafika, iyo wasamkizira muntowa za kuchanya na kuruta kumsofi witu mukuru na kuti, ine ndire apa Kayafa. Kweni he said, tikusanga kuti iyo nta wakachita ichi mwanteura umo, chifukwa ichi nta chikarembeka mumazgu ngati nteura. Echi chikava mwambo wa kupangika na muntu, uo ukava pangisika iwo kugomezika icho.
The word said that he would come just the way he come. There he stood reading the word and saying to them, this day this scripture is fulfilled in your eyes. And still they fail to see him or recognize him like he did in all other ages.
Mazgunga kayoya kuti iyo wasamkwiza waka umo iyo wakwizira. ndipo kula iyo wakaimirira kuvazganga mazgo na kuyoyanga kwa iyo zuva ili lemba ili la kwanirisikika mumasogino. Ndipo kweni iyo wakutondeka kumuona iyo panji kumumanya iyo umo iyo wakachitira mumiwiro inyake yose.
Noah could have said the same thing the day that he entered into the ark and the door closed. Moses could have raised that wind in the top of the ark, looked out upon the congregation. Remember, God closed the door. And he could have said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your eyes. But it was too late for the man.
No one tena wakayoya chindu chenechira. Zuwairo iyo wakanjirira mangarava. Ndipo chijaro chikajarika. Moses tena wakajura uindolira pachanya pangarava. Kulaviski kuwaro paguru. Kumbukirani. Chivuta wakajara chijaro. Ndipo iyo ntena wakati, zuwairi lembairi la kwa niriskika mumaso inu. Kweni nyingo ikavakuti ya marachomene kwa iyo nyingo ira.
He had preached 120 years to try to get him into that boat that he had built. Telling him that the scripture said, thus saith the Lord, it's going to rain. But they waited too long. But Noah could have easily said that. The day, this day, the scripture is fulfilled.
Iyo wakaparazga virimika 120, kuyezika kuti wavatolere iwo muboti iro iyo wakapanga. Kuvapaliranga iwo kuti lemba likati, teura wakuti Yehova, kuza muro kwa vura, kweni iwo wakalindizga nyingo itarichomene. Kweni noa ntena wakayoya makupweka kuti, muhanya uno, zuwa iri lemba la kwa niriskika.
Moses, the same day that the pillar of fire come down on Mount Sinai and give witness to his testimony. Moses could have said, this day this scripture is fulfilled.
Moses, zuva lenelira apolamira moto likakirira papiri la Sinai, ndipo likapereka ukaboni kuumboni wake. Moses ntena wakati, zuva iri lemba iri la kwanyirisikika.
Moses, you know, was a called man of God, a prophet. And while he was being called, being a prophet, he had to have a supernatural experience.
Moses, ime mkumanya, wakavamuntu wakachemeka wachuta mprofeti. Ndipo hapo iyo wakachemekanga, pakova mprofeti, iyo wakainira kuwa na chakumchitikira cha uzimu.
In order to be a prophet, he had to meet God face to face and talk with him. And another thing, what he said had to come to pass or no one would have believed him.
Kuti wawe mprofeti, iyo wakainira kuti wakumane na chivuta maso na maso, na kuyoye skana na iyo. Ndipo chindu chinyake, icho iyo wakayoya chikainira kuti chikuwa niriskike. Panji ntamu nyake ndena wakamanya kumugomezika iyo.
So no man has a right to call himself thus until he's talked face to face with God on a backside of a desert somewhere where he met God himself. All the atheists in the world could not explain it away from him. He was there. He knew it happened.
Teura kulije muntu wali na masaza kujichema iyo mwene nteura. Mpaka iyo wakayoyesikana maso na maso na chuta. Kuseri kwa chipalamba kumaro kunyake. Uko iyo wakakumana na chuta iyo mwene. Ndipo wose wambula kugomezga mucharu. Ntava kamanya kumgongoweska iyo. Iyo wakawa apo. Iyo wakamanya ichi chikachitika.
Every Christian should have that experience before they say anything about being a Christian. Your own experience.
Mukristo wane yose ukenera kuwa na chakumchitikira pembere iwo vanda yoye chirichose za kuwa mkristo. Chakukuchitikira chako wa mwine.
I talked to my nephew a while ago, a little Catholic boy. It's an Uncle Bill I've run from pillar to post. Going everywhere trying to find something.
Ine nkayoya kwa mpwanga wane kanyengo kajumpa, mnyamata mchoko wa katolika. Uyo wakati, asibweni abir, ine ndiri kuyenda kufuma uku kuruta uko, kurutanga kurikose, kuyezianga kutindisange chinyake.
My dear, tonight before this meeting started, he's been crying and at night time he's been dreaming dreams of coming in, running up to the altar, where preaching and making a confession that he's been wrong.
Usiku pa manyuma pa usiku, pambere ungano uu undayambike, iyo wakara wakulira. Ndipo mnyengo ya usiku, iyo wakara wakorota maroto wakuti wakunjira. kuchimbiriranga kuguwa uko uparazgi na kulapanga kuti iyo wakawa wakwananga.
I said, Melvin, no matter where you try to go, how many churches you join, how many Hail Marys you say, or how many blessings you get from men, you've got to be born again of the Spirit of God. It's the only thing that will satisfy the human heart.
Inengati, Melvin, kwari iwe ukuyesga kuti urute nku, mipingo iringa iwe wonga joina, kasimbalinga vamonire Maria, iwe ukayoya. Panji kasi ndi vitumbiko viringa, iwe ukupokera kufuma kwa muntu. Iwe ukenera kuti ubabikeso na mzimu wa chuta. Ichi ndi chindu chekapera icho chikoroskenge mtima wa muntu.
I know they got a substitute today of being born again to shake hands with the preacher and put your name on the book. But friends, that is a dogma. It's not a Bible truth.
Icho ndi... Ine nkumanya ibo valina chakubwerekera mwanya uno za kuva kwa kubabikaso. Kukora na waka chasa na mparazgi na kulembesika zina rako pabuku. Kwene mabwezi, icho ndi chisambizgo cha muntu. Ichi ntandi unenesko wa baiboro.
If it would the Acts of the Apostles in the second chapter have to read like this, when the day of Pentecost is fully come, the pastor walked out and shook hands with the people.
Usange uu ukabenge. Mirima ya apostoli mchipaturo 2, ntena ikabazgika ngati nteura. Parazuwa la Pentecoste likatilafika muzari wose, mliska wakanyamuka ndipo wakakora na chasa na vantu.
But say when the day of Pentecost had fully come at the inauguration of the church, there came a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. That's how the Holy Spirit come the first time. That's how it's come every time since that time. He's God and changes not.
Kweni rekate, parazuwa la Pentecost likate lafika muzari wose, pakukozgeka kwa mpingo, kukiza mpomo kufuma kuchanya ngati kuputa kwa mpepo ikuru, ndipo hii kazura nyumba yose umo iwo wakakara. Umo ndimo mzimu mtuva wakizira nyingo ya kudanga. Umo ndimo uu uri kizira nyingo ili yose kufuma nyingo ira. Iyo ndichiuta, ndipo kusinta chara.
Now, it stumbles people. They say that was for another day. Well, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Every time the church ever received the Holy Ghost, it's always come like it did the first time. Under the same prescription, Acts 2:38. Never has changed, never will change.
Sonno, ichi chikukuvazgavantu. Iwo wakuti, chira chikava chanyengo inyake. Inya, iyo ndi mwene yura mairo mwanyauno na miira ira. Nyengo ili yose para mpingo ukapokera mzimu mtuwa, uu nyengo zose ukiza ngati ndumo iyo wakachitira nyengo ya kudanga. Pasi padongo soro renirira, mirimo 2:38, nta liri kusintapo, nta liza msintapo.
Like a doctor's prescription for a disease. You write out a prescription for a disease, the doctor doesn't take it to some quack druggist, and he puts too much of the antidote in it, it's so weak it won't do you any good. If he puts too much of the poison in, it'll kill you. It's got to be wrote just according to the doctor.
Ngati dongosoro la mangwara kufuma kwa dokotara pa utenda. Iyo walembenge dongosoro la mangwara pa utenda. Dokotara wakuchita. Ndipo torani iri kwa dokotara munyake wa feki. Ndipo iyo wakuvikamu vinandi chomene vya kuchepeskera ngongono muugu. Ugu ngwa kusukuruka chomene. Uu ntagu mchitire ninge chwe mechiri chose imwe. Usange iyo wavikamo poizoni munandicho meni muugu. Uu mkome ninge imwe. Ichi chikwenera kuti chirembeke waka mwakulingana na dokotara.
And the doctor's prescription on how to receive the Holy Ghost is given to us by Dr. Simon Peter on the day of Pentecost. I'll give you a prescription.
Ndipo dongosoro la dokotara pa umo imwe munga pokerera mzimu mtuva liri kuperekeka na dokotara Simon Petros pa zuva la Pentecoste. Ine ndi mpenenge imwe dongosoro.
Repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the prescription is dead. Them is called and even as a man is the Lord our God shall call. The eternal prescription.
Rapani waliose wa imwe. Ndipo mbabatizike muzina la Yesu Kristu kuti zakonanga zigokereke. Ndipo imwe mupokerenge cha wanangwa cha mzimu mutuva. pakuti dongosoro ndakwa iwo au valikutali. Ndipo nanga ndivanande au fumu chiuta witu waza mchema. Dongosoro la mira ira.
Moses had this experience. He went down into the country and he began to tell the people, I met a pillar of fire. He was in a burning bush and he told me to tell you, I am that I am. Go down, I'll be with you. Take up the stick in your hand and hold it up over Egypt. Whatever you ask, it'll be done.
Moses wakava na chakumchitikira ichi. Iyo wakaruta mcharo ndipo wakayamba kuvapalira vantu. Ine nkakumana na ravira moto. Iri rikava muchivwati chakugorera. Ndipo iyo wakandiparira ine kuti ndimuparireni imwe. Ine ndine. Ruta kusika. Ine enda mkuva nawe. Nyamula ndodo muoko lako. Ndipo urute nayo ku Egupto. Chirichose iwe wa muromba. Ichi chamchitika.
Well, probably some priest said nonsense. But when they seen the real facts of this take come to pass, they couldn't hold it any longer. They know he was sent of God.
Inya, panyake msofi minyake wakati, kupusa. Kweni para ibo wakati wawona fundo zeneko za ichi, kutora chika kwa niriskika, iwo wakatundeka kuzizipizga ichi, iwo wakamanya iyo wakatumika na chuta.
Then, if Moses said he saw that and testified to it to be the truth, then God's obligated, if that is the truth, to identify and vindicate that man's word, the truth. That's true.
Deora usangi Moses wakayoya kuti iyo wakachuona chira. Ndipo wakachitira ukaboni kuti ichi ukawa unenesko. Deora chuta ndi wakukakamizgika. Usange icho ndi unenesko. Kuti wamanyiske na kukosgera mazgugara ga muntu. Unenesko. Uo ndi unenesko.
If Jesus Christ stood there and read that day, this day is this word fulfilled before you, God's obligated to make that word come to pass.
Usange Yesu Kristu wakaimirira apo ndipo wakavazga zuvalira. Zuvairi mazgugara kwa niriskika pandazipino. Chiuta ndi wakukakamizgika kupanga mazgugara kukwanyiriskika.
We stand here tonight and say that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God's obligated to prove that to be so. Because it's His Word. Now, what does it do? It takes faith in believing Him. It takes faith in believing His Word, that it is the truth.
Ise taimirira panno siku uu ndipo tikuyoya kuti. Yesu Kristu ndi mwene yura mairo, muhanyauno na miraira. Chiuta ndi wakukakamizgika kusimikizgira icho kuvanteura. Chifukwa ichi ndi mazgugake. Sonu, kasi ichi chikuchita vichi, ichi chikutolera chipulikano. Muku gomezganga ichi, chikutolera chipulikano, muku gomezganga mazgugake kuri ichi ndi unenesko.
Notice what come to pass. When Moses brought the children out and all those that followed him, those who did not follow stayed in Egypt. But those who followed Moses, when they come out of the Red Sea and got out into the wilderness, God came down upon Mount Sinai. That pillar of fire set the whole mountain on fire. And a voice spoke out of there. God gave the Ten Commandments.
Wanani icho chikakwa niriskika para Moses wakati wafumiska vana. Na wose vara vakamurondezga iyo. Iwo vene awo vakamurondezga chara iyo. Vakakarira mu Egupto. Kweni iwo vene awo vakamurondezga Moses. Para iwo vakati vafumamu munyanja iskwesi. Ndipo vakanjira mu mapopa. Chiuta wakakirira papiri la Sinai. Laverira la moto likabuska pirirose na moto. Ndipo lizgu likayoya kufumamu nemura. Ndipo chiuta wakapereka marango kumi.
Moses could have walked up there before the people and said, this day the scripture that I have told you as his prophet comes to pass. Amen. This day I told you that God met me and I buried a burning bush in a pillar of fire.
Moses ntena wakaruta kula pandazi pavantu nakuti zuvairi lemba iro ine ndampalira ni imwe ngati mprofeti wake lafika pakukwaniriskika zuvairi. Ine ndampalirani imwe kuti chiuta wakakumana nane. ndipo kumtunda kula mchivwati cha kugolera mulawi la moto.
And he said, this will be a sign. You will bring the people right back to this place here again. And there is God in the same pillar of fire I told you was in, hanging right down on the mountain. Yes. This day, this prophecy is fulfilled.
Amen.
Here he is to vindicate that the things I've said is the truth.
Ndipo iyo wakayoya ichi. Ine ndi ichi ichi za mkuwa chimanyikwiro. Iwe wamkuvatora vantu vara nkanira kuwereraso kumaro aga. Ndipo apo palichiuta mulavire nilira la moto ine nkampalirani kutindimo iyo wakava. Kulenderanga nkanira pachanya papiri. Zuvairi uchime uu wakwanyirisikika. Apa iyo kwenyera kuti wakosgere kuti vindu ivyo inendayoya ndi unenesko.
God give us more man like that that's honest and sincere and tell the truth. That God Almighty could vindicate that His Word is still truth. He remains the same yesterday and ever. Why wouldn't He do it? He promised to do it.
Chiuta mtipaise vantu vanandi ngati awo. Awo mbaneneska na vakugomezgeka. Ndipo vakoyoya unenesko. Kuti chiuta mwene nkongono wangamanya kukosgera kuti mazgu gake gachari ganeneska. Iyo wakukalirira mwene yura na mjira ira. Kasi iyo watonde kenge uri kuchita ichi, iyo wakalaizga kuchita ichi.
Joshua, he might have said the same. The day that he come back to Kadesh Barnea, where they had journeyed so far in the wilderness, they were doubting the land being the kind of land that God said it would be, but God told them it was a good land. It was flowing with milk and honey.
Joshua panjinti na wakayoya chenechira, zuva iro iyo wakiza pa Kadesh Barnea. Ukaiwo wakayenda kuruta kutari chomeni mumapopa. Iwo wakakaikanga charu kuwa mtundu wa charu icho chiuta wakayoya kutindimo chiza mkuvira. Kwene chiuta wakapalira iwo kudi ichi chikawa charu chiweme. Ichi chikayendanga mkaka na uchi.
And Joshua and Caleb was the only two that would believe it. Out of the other ten that left. When they come back, they had the evidence. They had a bunch of grapes. That two strong men could only carry.
Ndipo Joshua na Caleb wakavaveka pera vaviri au wakagomezga ichi. Kufuma pavanyake teni au wakaruta. Para iwo wakati wawerako. Iwo wakavana wakaboni. Iwo wakavana muru wa magirepi. Uwo wanarumi wankongono vaviri wakamanya kunyamura.
Joshua and Caleb could have stood right there and said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. Here's the evidence that it is a good land.
Yeah. Sure.
Joshua na Caleb ndena vaka imirira kura na kuti. Zuvairi, lembairi ra kwanyirisikika. Apa pare ukaboni kuti ichi ndi charu chiweme. Nadi.
Wow, there's the evidence that it's a good land. Where'd you ever get such things as that? In Egypt. There was no such places. But this day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Chifukwa, pare ukabone kuti charu nchiweme. Kasi imwe mkavitorangu vindiviweme ngati ivyo mwigupto. Kukavavye maro ganteura. Kwene zuvairi, lemba iri ra kwanyirisikika.
He could have said the same when he prophesied and said the walls of Jericho would fall down after they marched around 7 times. 7 days, 7 times a day. And when they marched around that last time, the walls fell down.
Iyo njena wakayoya chindu chenechira. Para iyo wakachima ndipo wakati vipupa vya Yeriko viza mkua para iyo vayenda kuzungulira kangonde na kaviri. Mazuwa 7. Kangonde na kaviri pazuwa. Ndipo para iyo wakayenda kuzungulira nyengo ya omaliro ira vipupa vika wapasi.
Joshua, go to step. And said, this day, the chief captain of the host of the Lord that told me weeks ago that it would happen like this, this day this scripture is fulfilled. There laid the walls flat on the ground. Come on, let's go take it. It belongs to us. This day this scripture is fulfilled.
Joshua ntena wakaimirira nakuti, zuvairi, kapita wa mkuru wa vangondo wa Yehova uyo wakandipalira ine masabata ga jumpa. Kuti ichi chiza mchitika ngati nteura. Zuvairi lemba iri la kwanyirisikika. Apo paka gona vipupa flat pass. Zaninge, tienti rute tikatore ichi. Ichi nchitu, zuwa iri, lemba iri, lakwa niriskika.
How wonderful man of God has stood for the things that's right. Israel, at the river, when they possessed the land, went over. How are they going to do it? It's the month of April. The floods are coming down because the snow is melting up in Judea.
Mwe kunozga. Manarumi vachuta varikuima na vindu ivyo vikava vya kwenerera. Israel pamronga. Para iwo wakati vatora charu, vakavatereska. Kasi iwo vamchita uri ichi. Undi umwezi wa epuleru. Kusefukira kwa maji kukukira chifukwa chiuvi chikusungunuka. Kumtunda muyudea.
Oh, what a poor general it seemed like God was. To bring his people there in the month of April when the Jordan was higher back than it ever was.
Oh, chirongozi wachitimauli ichi chikawoneka ngati kutindimo chivuta wakavira. Kuti wavatolele vantu vake kura, mumwezi wa epuleru. Apo Jordan wakava wakuzura chomene kuruska umo wakavira.
Sometimes I might could stop here if I had time to give you just a little tip. Sometimes you may be sitting out of a cancer, you might be sitting with a disease.
Nyengozi yake, ine panji indirekezgere apa, usange ine nkavenge na nyengo. Kutindi mupeni waka imwe nchenjezgo ichoko. Nyengozi yake imwe makara uko muli na kansa, panji imwe makara muli na utenda.
You think, why me being a Christian would be in this way? Why would I be sitting like this if I'm a Christian? Sometimes God lets the things get so dark that you can't see up, round, or anywhere else, and then he comes and makes a way through it for you. She might say this day, this scripture is being fulfilled that he promised to do.
Imae mukanagana, chifukwa, ine, pakuvam Kristu, ningamanya kuvam kaviro aka. Chifukwa uri ine ndi kalenge ngati nteura, usange ine ndire mu Kristu. Nyengozi yake chivuta kuzomerezga vindu vichite mdima chomene. Mokuti imwe mungamanya chara kulaviske kuchanya, mumpepete, panji kunyake kurikose. Nipo pamanyuma iyo wakwiza na kukupangira ntowa muichi ya iwe. Kutiwe panji ungayowoya. Zuwa ili, lemba ili kwa niriskika. Kuti iyo wakalaizga kuchita.
He let the Hebrew children walk right into the fiery furnace. They said, our God is able to deliver us in this fiery furnace, but nevertheless we'll not bow down to your image.
Iyo wakabazomerezga vana vachihebere kuyenda kunjira nkanira munganjo ya moto. Iwo wakati, chivuta witu ndi wamagomezgeko kutitaska ise kumoto uu munganjo. Kweni ndipo uli ise ntati gwadirenge chikozgochinu.
When they walked out there, the smell of the furnace upon them, no smell of the furnace rather upon them, they could have said, this day is this scripture fulfilled. When Daniel comes from the lion's den, he could have said the same thing.
Para iwo wakati wafuma mumura, fungo la nganjo pa iwo. Pakavavye fungo la nganjo mpanyiko pa iwo. Iwo ntena wakati, zuwa iri, lemba iri la kwa niriskika. Para Daniel wakati wafuma mumpanji ankaramu,
John the Baptist, after 400 years of ecclesiastical teaching, no wonder that church was in a mess at that time. When he appeared in the wilderness of Jordan, he could have stood right down the bank as he did and say, this day, this scripture, Isaiah 40, is fulfilled.
Yohane Mbabatizi, pakati pa jumba virimika 400 vya kusambizganga kwa vaparazgi, nchakusizis kwa chara mpingo ula ukava muntimbanizgo pa nyingo ira. Pale iyo wakati waonekera muma popa, Jordan. Iyo ntena waka imiri rankanira mwini mura mumpepete. Umo iyo wakachitira na kuti. Zuwa iri, lemba iri, Yesaya 40 wakwa niriskika.
How I could stop here and tell you what that old priest told me. He said, son, you never finished that message. I said, keep still. He said, you mean them Pentecostals don't see that? I said, no. He said, I see it. In a Catholic priest. He said, why didn't you go? And I said, keep still.
Umoine nangulekezgera apa, nakumpalirani imwe icho wasembe mlala yura wakandipalira ine. Wakati, wamana, iwe wangumalizga chara utenga ura. Ine nkati, karani chete, iyo wakati, iwe ukunganamula vapente kustivara vakuchiwona chara icho. Ine nkati, chara. Iyo wakati, ina nachuona ichi, ndipo wasembe wa Katolika na yoso. Aha. Iyo wakati. Wangulekera chiwe kurutirira. Ine nkati. Karani chete.
He said, glory to God, I see it! And about that time the Holy Ghost fell on his sister sitting out there in the meeting, and she raised up speaking in unknown tongues and gave the interpretation of the very thing that the priest and I were talking about on the platform.
Iyo wakati. Uchindami kwa chiwuta. Ine na chiwona ichi. Ndipo pafupufupi nyengo ira mzimu mtuva wakawa pamlongosi wake. Wakakara kuwaro kura muungano. Ndipo iyo wakanyamuka. Kuyoyanga mumadiri mega chirendo. Ndipo wakapereka kumasulira kwa chindu chenechira icho wasembe yura na ine tika yoyanga pagome.
The whole church, the whole place went into a roar. Carried on over to Old Robert's convention last week, a week before last, was the talk of the convention.
Mpingo wose, maro wose, pakava chiwawa. Chikachitika muungano ukuru wa Oro Robert Sabata Emara, panji sabata ya juzirira. Ndipo chikava chakuyoyeka chaungano ukuru.
How did that priest sitting under the Holy Spirit revealed out there to a woman, his sister, I believe it was, or what was taking place up there on the platform? And revealed that thing that we were hiding.
Umo kuti wasembe yura. Waka karapasi pa mzimu mtuva. Waka vumbura kura kuzira mumanakazi. Mlongosi wake ine nkugomezika wakava. Za icho chikachitikanga pachanya apo pagome. Ndipo waka vumbura chinduchira icho ise tikabisanga.
The hour that we're living. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. This day, the evening lights have come. And we fail to see it. Notice, John said, this day, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. As said the prophet Isaiah, prepare the way for the Lord.
Ola iroise tikukaramu, zuvairi lembairi lakwaniriskika. Zuvairi kuvara kwa kumise kwa fika. Ndipo ise tikutondeka kuchuona ichi. Wanani? Yohani wakati, zuvairi ine ndine lizgu la mwene uyo wa kukoromoka mumapopa. Umo wakayoyera mprofeti Yesaya. Nosgani ntowa ya Yehova.
They didn't understand. Said, oh, you're Jesus. You're the Christ, rather. He said, I am not the Christ. He said, I'm not worthy to lose his shoes.
Iwo baka purikiska chara ichi. Vakuti. Oh, iwe ndiwe Yesu. Iwe ndiwe Kristu mpanyiko. Iyo wakati. Ine ndine Kristu chara. Iyo wakati. Ine ndine okwenerera chana kumasura skapato zake.
But he said he's standing among you somewhere. Or he was sure that he would be there. He would be in his day because God told him he was to introduce the Messiah.
Kwenye iyo wakati, iyo waimirira pakati pinu pamaroga nyake. Pakuti iyo wakasimikizia kudi iyo wazamkuwa kula. Iyo wazamkuwa mnyengo yake. Chifuwa chivuta wakamparira iyo kuti iyo wa muone skenge Mesia.
One day a young man come walking down through there and he seen a like a light over the top of him a sign and he cried out, behold the Lamb of God. This day, this scripture is fulfilled before you. Sure.
Zware moza manarumi wa chinyamata wakisa kuyendanga kujumbanga kura. Ndipo iyo wakaona ngati kuvara pachanya pa iyo chimanyikwiro. Ndipo iyo wakachemerezga. Wanani mwanamberere wachivuta. Zuvairi lemba iri la kwaniriskika pandazipino. Nadi.
At the day of Pentecost, how Peter stood up and quoted the scripture of Joel 2:38. When they was all laughing, those people. They couldn't talk in their own language. They were jabbering off something else. The Bible said cloven tongues. Cloven is a parted tongue, not saying nothing. Just a jabbering, running around like a bunch of drunk people.
Pazuvara Pentecoste. Umo Petros waka imirira ndipo waka wirizgapo lembarawo la Joel 2:38. Penpapo iwo wose waka vasekanga vantuvara. Iwo nta waka yoyanga mchiwo yero chawo. Iwo waka yoyanga mokufurumizga chindu chinyake. Baiboro likati, maririme kugavikana. Kugavikana ndi kuskwekana lirime. Ntaku yoyanga chinyake. Furumizganga waka. Kuchimbiranga paripose ngati guru la vantu vakurovera.
They all said, well, these people are drunk. Look at them. Look how they're acting, how them women and men, they're disorderly, said that religious group of that day.
Ibo bose makati, inya, vantu ava varovera, vaoneni iwo, onani umo iwo vakuchitira, umo vakuchitira vanakazi varo na vanarumi, iwo vatimbanizgika, lika yoya gururira la vasopisopi la nyinguira.
Peter stood up in the midst of them, said, "Men and brethren, you that dwell in Jerusalem and you that dwell in Judea, let it be known unto you that these are not drunk as you suppose, seeing it's the third hour of the day."
Petros wakaimirira pakati pa ivo wakati, madoda na mabale, imwe mwene imwe mkukara mu Yerusalemu, na imwe mwene imwe mkukara mu Judea. Rekani ichi chimanyiko kwa imwe kuti ava varovera chana, umo imwe mkukanaganira, pakuona iri ndi ora la chitatu la zuva.
But this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel, it'll come to pass in the last day. I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. This day, this scripture was fulfilled. Certainly.
Kweni ichi ndi chene icho chikayoweka na mprofeti Joel. Kuza mkufisikika mu mazuva ga umaliro. Inaendeza mkupungulira mzimu wane pa vantu wose. Zuva iri, lemba iri, lika kwanirisikika. Nadi.
Luther was right on time. Wesley was right on time. Pentecost was right on time. Nothing out of the order.
Luther wakabankanira panyengo. Wesley wakabankanira panyengo. Pentecost wakabankanira panyengo. Pakavavya chikava kuwaro kwa dungu soro.
Now, I asked you to consider the age and time we now live in with the promised word for today. If back in other ages, man could say this day, this scripture.
Sono inne nkumpempani ime kuti mganaganire muwiro na nyengo iseti kukaramo. Na mazgo gakula izgika ganyengo iye. Usangekale mumiwiro inyake. Vantu vakamanyanga kuyooya. Zuwa iri lemba iri.
This day, this scripture. Amen. Then what about the scripture for this day? Amen. What's promised for this day?
Amen.
Where are we standing? What hour are we living when the clock is beating the scientific clock 3 minutes before midnight?
Zuwa iri, lemba iri. Ntewora mkudivichi za lemba la nyengo iyi. Nchichi chirikula izgikira nyengo iyi. Kasi ise taimirira mpa. Kasi ise tikukara muora uli. Para koroko ikwenda. Koroko ya sayansi. Mamini tika tatu pambere inda kwane usiku pakati.
World has got the jitters. The church is in a bed of corruption. Nobody knows where they're standing. What time of day is it? What about the scripture for this day? The conditions of the church. The conditions of the church today.
Charu chikunjenjema. Mpingo uri munyengo ya chivundi. Kurije munyake wakumanya uko iwo vaimirira. Kasi ndi ora uri razuva. Mukuti uri na lemba la nyengo iye. Kaviro kampingo. Panji kaviro kampingo mwanya uno.
In the world, politics, our world system is just as rotten as it can be. I'm not a politician, I'm a Christian. But I got no business talking about politics, but I just want to say they're rotten on both sides.
Mucharu, ndale, kaendeskero kacharuchitu, ndika kufunda waka umoichi chingamanya kuvira. Ine ndine wandare chara. Ine ndine mkristu. Kwenine ngutangwanika chara kuyoyanga zandare. Kwenine ngukumba waka kuyoya kuti iwo mba kufunda vigawa vyose viviri.
I voted once. That was for Christ. I got to win. The devil voted against me. Christ voted for me. Depends on which way I cast my vote. I'm glad I cast it on him. Let the world say what they want to. I still believe that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He'll prove it. He certainly will. Certainly.
Ine nkavota kamoza. Chira nkachitira Kristu. Ine nkwenera kuti ndichite makora. Devuru wakandikana ine. Ndipo Kristu wakandisanka ine. Chikutolera chigava uko ine nkuponya voti yane. Ine ndiri wakukondwa ine nkuponya yane pa iyo. Rekani charo chioye icho iwo wakukumba kuyooya. Ine kugomezga nditu kuti iyo ndi mwene yura mairo mwanyauno na mjira ira. Iyo wasimikizgirenge ichi. Iyo wachitenge nadi. Nadi.
The increase in crime, juvenile delinquency. Look at our nation. What's the flower of the earth? Our great democracy was formed back there, and the Declaration of Independence. And Declaration of Independence is signed, and we had a democracy. Our great forefathers and the things that they done, we had a great nation.
Kukura kwa uchigevenga, uchigevenga wa vachinyamata. Wanani charu chitu, kare chikava luva la charu chapasi. Demokrasia yitu ikuru yikapangika kale kula pakulengezeka kwa wanangwa. Ndipo kulengezeka kwa wanangwa kukazomerezgeka. Ndipo ise tikava na demokrasia. Ndipo vasekuru vitu wakale na vindu hivyo iwo wakachita. Ndipo ise tikava na charu cha kuzirwa.
But she is now rotten and crumbling and shaking and giving away and trying to tax people to get money to send over there to buy friendship with her enemies. They're throwing it back in her face.
Kwene ichi sono chikuvunda, na kupasukanga, na kusungunyikanga, na kulekereranga. Ndipo chikuyezika kuvalipiska msongo vantu, kuti vasange ndarama kuti chitumizge kusirga uko, kuti chigure ubwezi na varwani vake. Iwo wakuponya so ichi kumaso kwitu.
One world war, two world war, and still moving on to a third one. Certainly, politics is rotten, corrupted, rotten to the bottom. Just exactly what Matthew 24 said it would be. Nation to be against nation, kingdom against kingdom. All these things would take place. Let's consider this now. All right.
Nkondo ya kudanga ya charuchose. Nkondo ya chiviri ya charuchose. Ndipo chichari kulazganga kuimoza ya chitatu. Nadi, ndare za vunda, zanangika, kuvunda kweneko. Nkanira ndendende icho Matei 24 wakayooya umo ichi chiza mkuvira. Charu chiza mkulimbananga na charu, ufumu kulimbananga na ufumu. Vindu vyose ivi viza mkuchitikanga. Tienti gananganepo ichi sono, vire makora.
Notice another, the increase in scientific research. Now one time just my grandfather went to see my grandmother in an ox cart. Now it's a jet plane or even a orbit into the air, in the outer space.
Wanani chinyake kukura mukafukufuku wa sayansi. Sono nyengo imoza mbwenu waka asekuruvane vanarumi vakaruta kukawona agugovane vanakazi vakayenda mungoro. Sono ndipandege ya jeti. Panji chombo mumlenga lenga, kunjira mumtambo.
It's great. How, who said this? Daniel 12:4 said, knowledge shall increase in the last days. We see the hour we're living. Notice the conditions of the world, the condition of science.
Ichi nchikuru, uri, ndinjani wakayoya ichi, Daniel 12:4 wakati, kumanya kuza mukura mumazuva ga umariro. Iseti kuriwona ola iseti kukaramo. Wanani umo kaviro kacharu, kaviro kasayansi.
And notice again today, in our educational system. I don't try to deny this, I've got the newspaper clippings. Teaching sex in our church, in our schools, of young students to have sexual affairs with one another to see if they can mate in the world. Yes, sir.
Ndipo wananiso mwanyauno. Mukaende skero kitu kama sambiro. Sono ntamu nga yezganga kuchikana ichi. Inendire na viduskwa vanyuzi. Kusambizganga kugonana mumpi musukuru zitu. Zavana vanichi vasukuru kutiva gonanenge yumoza na mwinyake. Kutiva one usange iwo vangasanga wakutorana nayo mucharu. Inya bwana.
How about our priesthood? Tonight I got a piece out of the paper over in Los Angeles, California, where a bunch of clergymen, Baptists and Presbyterians, ministers brought a bonus of homosexuals in and packed this homosexual. Saying they're trying to win them to God when that's why the curses of the hour, a sodomite, and the law even arrested them.
Viriuri mu sofiwitu, usiku ine ndire nakachidusko akanyuzi, uko Los Angeles, California, za uko guru la variska, va baptist na presbetere, va paranzgi, vakachema guru lava kugonana kwa wanarumi veka veka. Ndipo vakasambiza kugonana kwa wanarumi veka veka. Kuyo wayanga kuti iwo vakayezganga kuvawojera iwo kwa chivuta. Penipapo, icho ndichimoza chantembo za nyingo iyi, vya uso domu. Ndipo nanga ndidango likavamanga iwo.
That where we at? Our whole system is rotten out from under us. I've seen the increase of homosexual across the United States has increased 20-30% over last year. Think of that. Man living with man, just exactly like they did in Sodom.
Sono kasi setiringu, kayendeskero kitu kose kari kufundira pasipitu. Ine nkawona kukura mukugonana kwa wanarumi veka veka mu United States kuli kukura na 20% per 100 kufika chirimika chamara. Ganagana ni zaicho. Mwanarumi kugonananga na mwanarumi. Nkanira ndende ngati ndi umo iwo vakachitira mu Sodom.
Increase in crime, juvenile delinquency. What hour are we living? This day, this word of prophecy is fulfilled.
Kukura mu chigevenga. Uchigevenga wabachinyamata. Kasi iseti kukara mnyengo uri. Zuwairi mazgu aga za uchimi za kwa niriskika.
The religious world, the church itself, the church, the called out church, that we call the called out church, the last church age, the Pentecostal church age, where is it? It's in Laodicea, as the scripture said.
Charu cha usopi sopi, mpingo iwowene, mpingo. Mpingo wa kuchemeka, uo iseti kuchema mpingo wa kuchemeka. Muwiro wa mpingo wa umariro, muwiro wa mpingo wa Pentecoste. Kasi ichichiringu, ichichiri mulaudikeya, umolemba likayoyera.
They've let down the bars, their women are half-dressed, their men are... It's a horrible thing, some of them married 3 or 4 times on deacon boards and everything else. They've let down and brought in corruption because they've set in councils and took the place with the world.
Muhanya uno iwo vakizgira pasi mpiringizgo. Vanakazi vawo vavwara mwahafu. Vanarumi vawo vali ichindi chindu chakofya. Vanyake va iwo vakataropo katatu panjika nai paguru la madikoni na chinyake chirichose. Iwo valekerera. Ndipo vanjizgamu chivundi. Chifuwa iwo vakazikiska maupu ndipo vakatora maro pamoza na charu.
And today they got better buildings than ever had. Some place, one of them's building a $50 million auditorium. $50 million Pentecostals. It used to be down on the corner 25 years ago, beating a tambourine.
Ndipo mwanya uno, iwo vale na nyumba ziweme. Iwo vakavaponazo. Maroganyake. Gamoza ga iwo ga kuzenga nyumba ya kusoperamo ya $50 million. $50 million. Va Pentecoste. Ichi kale vakachitiranga kusika pakona. Virimika 25 ya jumpa. Kulizganga tamborini.
Said we because the scripture said in Revelation 3 that you are rich. Said I'm rich. I said as a queen I have need of nothing. And knowest thou not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, naked, blind, and don't know it.
Vakati, ise, chifukwa, lemba likayoya mchifumbuzi 3. Kuti iwe ndiwe msambazi. Ukati, ine ndine msambazi. Ine kukaranga tifu mukazi. Ine ngusoveka kandu chara. Ndipo ntau kumanya kuti iwe ndiwe msokwa, wachitima, mukavu, wanguli, wachiburumutira. Ndipo ntau kumanya ichi.
This day, this scripture is fulfilled in your eyes. Amen. Amen means so be it. I'm not amen in myself, but I mean I believe it's the truth. This day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Zuva iri, lemba iri la kwaniriskika mumasogino. Amen. Amen chikungana mula, ndeura ndimo chikarire. Ine nta nkujichita amen ndamwene. Kweni ine nkungana mula kuti ine nkugomezga ichi ndi unenesko. Zuwa iri lemba iri la kwanyiriskika.
The Pentecostal church is in a Laodicean condition. Oh, they still jump and holler and carry on when the music's beaten. When the music stops beating or the beatneck music, some of them play and call it Christianity. And whenever that stops, all the glory's gone.
mpinga wa Pentekosti uri mukaviro ka Laodikea. Oh, ivo vachari kuduka na kuchemerezga, na kuchita weheni parasumu yikwimbika. Parasumu yaleka kwimbika, panji sumu za ukazuzi, vanyake va ivo vakuimba na kuchemanga ichi chikristu. Ndipo paraira ya mara, chimwemwe chose chikumara, inya.
It's a real praise of God. There isn't enough whistles and enough power in the world to stop it.
Amen.
When it really comes from God, it don't take music to be beat up. It takes the Spirit of God to come down.
Usangenadi ukundi kurumba chivuta. Kulije marikweru ya kukwanira na ya kukwanira. Kongona ya kukwanira mucharo kuti irekeske ichi. Para ichi nadi chafuma kwa chivuta. Ichi ntachi kutolera sumu kuti chionekere. Ichi chikutolera mzimu wa chuta kutufike pa ichi. Icho ndicho chikuchita ichi.
It is long forgotten because it clashed the gift of the Holy Ghost. Initial evidence of speaking in tongues and I heard devils and witches speak in tongues.
Ndipo ivo varikuruwa kale ichi. Chifuwa ivo varikuchivika mlingo cha wanango cha mzimu mtuva. Ukaboni wakudanka wakuyoyanga malirime. Ndipo ine nkapulika vanda na vafiti wakuyoyanga malirime.
The Holy Ghost is a word of God in you that identifies itself by accepting that word. Outside of that, it can't be the Holy Ghost. If it says it's the Holy Spirit and denies one word of that Bible, it cannot be the Holy Spirit. That's the evidence whether you believe or not.
Muzimu mtuva ndi mazga chuta mwa imwe. Agoka kujimanyiska igogene pakuchita kukazumera mazgugara. Kuwaro kwa icho, ichi nta ungawa mzimu mtuva. Usange ichi chikuyoya kutindi mzimu mtuva, ndipo chikukana lizgulimoza la baibururira, ichi ungawa mzimu mtuva chara. Uo ndi ukaboni kwari iwe kugomezga panji chara.
Notice, another great sign, the Jews are in their homeland, their own nation, their own money, a member of the United Nations. They got their own army, they got everything.
Wanani chimanyikwiro chinyake chikuru, vayuda vali mchikaya chawo. Charu chawo, ndarama yawo, membara wa United Nations. Iwo vare na gurulao la nkondo, iwo vare na chirichose.
They're in their homeland, which Jesus said, learn a parable of the fig tree. There they are, right back in their nation. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. The Jews in their homeland, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. The lady of Sia church age.
Iwo vare mchikaya chawo, chene icho Yesu wakati, sambirani ntarika ya kuni la chikuyu. Kula iwo vali, nganira kuwerera kucharu chawo. Zuvairi, lembairi la kwanirisikika. Vayuda mchikaya chawo. Zuvairi, lembairi la kwanirisikika. Muwiro wa mpingo wa Laodikea.
This day, this scripture, Matthew 24 is fulfilled. The world is in corruption, the whole thing, nations against nations. Earthquakes in diverse places. Great whirlwinds coming down, shaking the nations and so forth. Great disasters everywhere. This day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Zuvairi lembairi, Matei 24, wakwanirisikika. Charu chiri mchivundi, chindri chose. Vyaru kulimbananga na vyaru. Vindindindi mumaro kupambana pambana. Vakavuruvuru vakuru kuchitikanga. Kugwedezganga vyaru na vinyake nteura. Vivomezi vikuru vikuru palipose. Zuvairi lembairi la kwanirisikika.
Now, we found out the condition of the world. We see where the church normal organization, denomination, we see where they are, we see where the nations are, and we see that this day, these promises is fulfilled.
Sono ise tikusanga kaviru kacharu. Ise tikuona uko mpingo weneko, upu, bungwe, ise tikuona uko iwo vali. Ise tikuona uko vyaru viri. Ndipo ise tikuona kuti zuvairi malaizgano aga kwanirisikika.
Now, but in this day, there is to come a super royal seed of Abraham. That's exactly what it would be a royal bride to the royal common son. As I spoke last night, it won't be a natural seed, it'll be a spiritual seed.
Sonno. Kwene mnyengo iyi kukwene na kuti kufike ya pachanya mbeo ya ufumu ya Abraham. Echo ndindendende iyi iza mkuva. Waza mkuva mkwatibi wa ufumu kuwa ufumu. Mwana wa pangano. Umoine nkayoyera usiku wa mara. Iyi nta iza mkuva mbeo ya kutupi. iza mkuwa mbeu ya uzimu.
There's to be a spiritual bride raised up, which will be the royal seed of the royal faith of Abraham's royal son. She is to come on the scene in the last days. And the time and the place is the promises given to her.
Pakwenera kuti kuveko mkwatibi wa uzimu wa puke, uyawaza mkuwa mbeu ya ufumu ya chipulikano cha ufumu cha mwana wa ufumu wa Abraham. Iyo kwenera kuti wafike pamaru mumazuva ga umariro. Ndipo nyengo na maro ndipangano ilo lili kuperekeka kwa iyo.
According to Malachi 4, a scripture, there is to rise a message that will shake the hearts of the people right back to the apostolic fathers again.
Kwa kulingana na Malachi 4, lemba, kukwenera kuti kwize utenga uo uza mbwedezga mitima ya vantu kubawezge raso nkanira kunyuma kubawezge uva postole.
There is to rise one on the scene in the power of Elijah. That'll rise on the scene, a wilderness man that'll come out and will have a message that'll come right straight back to the Word again. That's the hour that we're living in.
Pakwenera kuti yumoza wafike pamaro, mungongono ya Elia, uyawaza mkwiza pamaro, muntu wa mumapopa uyawaza mkwiza, ndipo waza mkuba na utenga uo uza mkuba wezgeraso nkanira kunyuma kumazgo. Iro ndi ora iro ise tikukaramo.
Then consider, now I ask you this hour, you people here of Jeffersonville in 1933, the supernatural light that fell down here on the river that day when I was baptized in 500 in the name of Jesus Christ as about a 20-year-old boy.
Jaura gana gana nipo sono, inengu mfumbane imwe pa ora iri, ima mavanti muno mu Jeffersonville. Mu 1933, kuvara kwa uzimu uko kukakira kusika kura pa mronga, zuvalira para ine nkababatizanga 500 muzina la Yesu Kristu, ngati minyamata wa virimika pa fupi 22.
What did it say, Jeffersonville? What was it at the foot of Spring Street there? When the Courier Journal, I believe it was a Louisville Herald, packed the article of it, it went plumb across the Associated Press, plumb into Canada. Dr. Lee Bale cut it out of the paper way up in Canada in 1933.
Kasi ichi chikayoya vichi Jeffersonville. Kasi ichi chikabachi vichi kusika ku Spring Street kula. Apo ntumwi ya magazini. Ine kogomezga likabatenga la Louisville. Ikalemba nkani ya iji. Iyi karuta nkanira patali kufika ku Associated Press, kukafika mu Canada. Dr. Lee Val wakadumurako iyi kupepara, kumtunda uko mu Canada mu 1933.
Well, I was baptizing my 17th person under this witness, and you know the rest of the story. And we're standing there baptizing the 17th person, a light come down from heaven.
Pala ine nkababatizanga muntu wane wa number 17. Pasi pakaboni uyu, ndipo imwe mukuimanya nkani yose. Ndipo para ine nkaimirira kura, kubabatizanga muntu wa number 17, kuvara kukiza kufuma kuchanya.
Shining down above there like a star falling from the heaven, a voice said, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, your message shall forerun this day, this scripture.
Kuvalira nga pasi kufuma kuchanya kura, ngati nyenyezi kwikanga kufuma kuchanya. Lizgulikati, umo Yohani mbabatizi wakatumika kuzaka nozgera kwiza kwa kudanga kwa Kristu, utenga wako uza mkunozgera kwiza kwake kwa chiviri mucharu chose. Zuba hiri, lemba hiri la kwa nirisikika.
This day is what around the world.
Zuvairi. Chivuta wakala izga ichi. Kasiku kachitikachi. Zuvairi. Ichi charuta kuzungulira charuchose.
And when God came down there and said that one as a little boy in a burning bush, or a bush up in her own fire with a pillar of fire up here at Watham's place on the Utica Pike, packing water back there from that barn to the moonshine still. You know the truth of it.
Ndipo parachuta wakakira kura ndipo wakayoya chira. Para ine nkapa mnyamata mchoko, mchivuati cha kugorera. Pani chivuati kumtunda kura, kugorera na lavi la moto. Kumtunda kuno pa maro ya wathen pa Utica Pike. Kanyamulanga maji kuseri kura, kufuma kumunda ura kuluta kucha kuchezera mowa. Ima ya mkumanya unenesko wa ichi.
He said, don't you never smoke or drink or defile your body, for there's a work for you to do when you get older. I testified to that being the truth that I saw it. And God, as he did with Moses, spoke out before the congregation down there and said, this is the truth. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. Amen, Stennis.
Iyo wakati, ntaunga kwebanga, panji kumwa, panji kukasuzga tupirako. Pakuti kuli nchito ya iwe kuti uzakachite para iwe wakura. Ine nkuchitira ukaboni kuicho kuva unenesko. Kuti ine nkachiwona ichi. Ndipo chiuta, umoye wakachitira na Moses. Wakayowa ya pantazi paguru kusika kura. Ndipo wakati, uu ndi unenesko. Zuwa iri, lemba iri ila kwa niriskika pakati pitu.
Watch what he said about the discernment and how it would be. From laying hands upon them to knowing the secret of the heart. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. Before our very eyes.
Wanani icho iyo wakayoya za kusanda maringaliro. Na umo ichi chiza mkuvira. Kufumira pa kufika mawoko pa iwo. Kufika kukumanyanga visisi vya mtima. Zuwairi, lemba ira kwa niriskika pandazipitu tavene.
These promises that was made. Notice, all these promises have been vindicated and fulfilled by the God of the promise. Look, hanging in Washington, D.C. tonight, the picture of the angel of the Lord.
Mapangano aga, awoga kapangika, wanani. Mapangano wose, aga kakosgeka, na kukwanirisika na chivuta wapangano. Wanani, chiri mu Washington, D.C. usiku uu, chituzituzi cha mungero wafumu.
As George J. Lacey, the head of the FBI, fingerprint and document for the United States government, examined it from Houston, Texas, and said, this is the only supernatural being that has ever photographed in all the world. He ought to know he's the best that's in the world.
Umo George J. Lacey, mlara wa FBI, wakumanya vidindo vya njove na vya kulembeka wa boma la United States. Wakati woneseska ichi ku Houston, Texas, ndipo wakati. Uyu ndiye kapera mundu wa uzimu uyo waka jambulikapo mcharu chose. Iyo waka enera kumanya. Iyo ndika skwiri uyo waliko mcharu paichi.
Notice, that hangs as a truth, the same pillar of fire that led Israel back under in the wilderness is leading today the same pillar of fire that come up out of Egypt. Holy Jesus. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. You know the message that he said.
Wanani icho chikulendera hapo, ngati unenesko, lavira moto lenerira, ilo likarongosika Israeli kale kula mumapopa, ili kulongosika muhanya uno, mutundu weneura wa utenga wa, fumani imo muigupto, zuvairi, lemba ira kwa nirisikika, imo mkumanya utenga uo iyo wakayuoya.
Look at the vision of Tucson, 3 years ago. We're standing up here on the lane. When 5 years before that, he said, the day that the city drives a stake down in front of that gate, turn yourself towards the west. My tabernacle, the folks that sure knows that time. Right.
Wanani mboni wone ya kutuson, virimika vitatu vya jumpa. Paranga imirira kumtunda ukupa mseu. Apo virimika 5 pambere icho chenda chitike. Iyo wakati. Zuwairo msumba uza mkoma chikomo kuntazi kwa chipata chira. Uza kangana mkire kurazga kuzambwe. Babarevane wa mkachisi au valimuno. Bakumanya mako kote nyengo ira. Uombu nenesko.
And the day that Mr. Goings Dam was up there and drove that stake down, I said to the wife, is something about this? She said, what is it? And when he looked in my little book, there it was.
Ndipo zuwairo Mr. Goings na iwo vakaba kumtunda kula. Ndipo baka koma chikomo chira. Ine nkayoya kwa mgori. Chiripo chinyake za ichi. Iyo wakati. Kasi ichi nchivichi. Ndipo ine nkanjira. Ndipo nkalaviska mbukulane richoko. Icho chikama apo.
And that next morning at 10 o'clock, sitting in my room there about 10 o'clock, the angel of the Lord came down. He said, go to Tucson. You'll be northeast of Tucson. And there will come seven angels in a cluster that will shake the whole earth around you. And said, it'll be told you from there.
Ndipo machero mlenji ura, pateni koloko, chikalire mkati mura, chipinda chane mula, pafupfupi teni koloko, mungero wafumu wakafika, iyo wakati, ruta ku Tucson, iwa wamkuwa kumpoto wakuvuma kwa Tucson, ndipo kura kwa mkwiza vangero 7 pamuza, ndipo waza mkwedezga maro wose wakuzungulira iwe, ndipo wakati, ichi chamkupalirika kwa iwe kwenye kura.
How many remembers that here, way before it happened? There's man sitting right here in this building tonight, was standing right there when it happened.
Kasimbalinga bakukumbukira icho muno, kale pambere ichi chindachitike. Muli banarumi vakaranganira muno munyumba iyi usiku ugu. Vakaimirira nkanira kura para ichi chikachitika.
And said the seven seals of the hidden mysteries of the entire Bible be opened. And fulfill Revelation 10 that in the seventh angel's message these things should come to pass. This day, this scripture is fulfilled before our eyes. This day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Ndipo wakati, vididimizo 7 vya mchindindi, vya kubisika, vya Bible lose, visa mkujurika. Na kukwaniriska chivumbuzi 10. Kure mutenga wa mungero wa nambara 7, vindu ivi kwenye na kukwanyiriskika. Zuvairi, lembairi la kwanyiriskika pamaso pitu. Zuvairi, lembairi la kwanyiriskika.
Last year, standing in the same place, Mr. Woods here and I, going up the hill in a kind of mourning about his wife being sick.
Chirimika chamara, nkaimirira mumaro genigara, Mr. Wood apa na ine, tika kweranga piri. Mukaviro kakuliranga za mwari wake pakuwa muruwari.
The Holy Spirit said, pick up a rock. Laying there, throw it up in the air. When it comes down, say, thus saith the Lord. There will be judgment strike the earth. Tell him that he'll see the hand of God in the next few hours.
Muzimu mtuva wakati. Tora libwe ragona apo. Ponya iri mchanya mumpepo. Para hili likuwa pasi, yowoya, teura wakuti Yehova, kuvenge cheruzgo chitimbenge chano cha pasi. Muparire iyo kudi iyo wawenenge woko la chivuta, mahora gachoko gakwiza.
I told Mr. Woods is present tonight, and I guess 8 or 10 of the men of 15 that was there at that time when it took place the next morning where the Lord came down in a whirlwind and ripped the mountain out around us and cut the tops of the trees loose and made three blasts and said, judgment is headed towards the west coast.
Inenga mpalira Mr. Wood, walimuno sono. Ndipo inenga sachizga, vanarume 8, panji 10, panji 15, au wakawapo panyingo ira, para ichi chikachitika. Machero mlenji, ukofumu ikiza mkavuruvuru ndipo wakaparura piri pafupinase. Ndipo wakadumura kuvikita makuni mchanya. Ndipo wakapanga kupunja kutatu ndipo wakati. Cheruzgo charazga mpaka za kuzambwe.
Amen. 2 days after that, Alaska almost sunk beneath the earth. And since then, up and down the coast, the belches of God's judgment against that spiritual stream. There is a iron curtain, there is a bamboo curtain, and there is a sin curtain.
Mazuba gaviri pa manyuma pa icho, Alaska pa fufufupi wakatitimira kusi kwa charu. Ndipo kufuma hapo, kukwera na kukira mumbaka, mvuchi wa cheruzgo cha chiwuta kuimikana na cha kuchinga cha uzimu. Kuli cha kuchinga cha chisuro, kuli cha kuchinga cha sungwe, ndipo kuli cha kuchinga cha kwananga.
Civilizations travel with the sun. So has the gospel. They've come from the east and went west like the sun goes. And now it's on the west coast. It can't go no further. If it goes further, it'll be back east again.
Chitukuko chirikuyenda na zuva. Nteura lirikuchita evangeli. Iwo walikuiza kufuma kuvuma. Ndipo bakaruta kuzambwe. Ngatindumo zuva likuyendera. Ndipo sono iri lirimumpaka za kuzambwe. iri lingarutirira chiara muntazi. Usange iri lirutirirenge muntazi ichi chiwererengeso kuvuma.
The prophet said there will come a day that cannot be called night or day. A dismal day, a lot of rain and fall. Just enough how to know how to join a church or put your name on a book. But it shall be light about the evening time.
Mprofeti wakati, leza mkwiza zuva ironta linga chemeka muhanya panji usiku. Zuva la kutibi, vura inandi na nyakuvinda. La kukwanira waka umo mungamanyira kujoina mpingo panji kulembesika zinalinu pabuku. Kweni kuza mkuva kuvara kunyengo ya kumise.
This day, this scripture is fulfilled the same. The same S-U-N that rises in the east is the same S-U-N that sets in the west.
Zuvairi, lembairi ra kwanyiriskika. Lenerira, lenerila, Z-U-W-A. Ilo likufuma kuvuma, ndi lenerila, Z-U-W-A. Ilo likunjira kuzambwe.
And the same S-O-N of God that come in the east and vindicated himself as God manifested in the flesh is the same S-O-N of God in the western hemisphere here that's identifying himself among the church tonight, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The evening light of the sun has come. This day, this scripture is fulfilled before us.
Ndipo mwene yura, M-W-A-N-A. Wachiuta uyo wakiza kuvuma. Ndipo wakajikosgera iyo mwene ngati chiuta wakuonekera mtupi. Ndi mwene yura M-W-A-N-A. Wachiuta mvigava vya kuzambwe kuno. Uyo wakujimanyisika iyo mwene pakati pampingo usiku uu. Mwene yura mairo mwanya uno na mjira ira. Kuvara kwa kumise kwa mwana kwa fika. Zuvairi lembairi la kwa niriskika pantazipitu.
Where are we at in this Abrahamic age? Where are we in this great time we're standing? The great hour that we're living. All the visions has been fulfilled.
Kasi setiringu mumwiro uu wa Abrahamu. Kasi setiringu mnyengwe ikuru iyi isi taimiriramu. Ora rikuru umoise tikukara. Mboni woni zonse ziri kukwanirisikika.
How about one little minister, friend of ours here, associate sister church, Judy Jackson. Come running up to us one night and be down there and said, I had a dream, Brother Bram, it's bothered me.
Umo vikuvira paramparazgi mchoko mwezi waise kuno. Wachigava champingo witu, Junior Jackson. Wagiza kwa ise, wakuchimbira usiku umoza. Ine nkava kusika kura. Wakati, ine nkava na loto mbare Branham. Iro likundisuzga ine.
I seen all the brethren gathered upon a hill. And said, upon this hill, you were teaching us out of letters that was wrote, looked like in some letters that time had carved out in the rock. When you finished that, all that was finished, you told us, said, come close, and we all gathered up.
Ine nga wana wabari wose waka wungana pachanya papiri. Ndipo wakati. Papiri hiri, iwe wakatisembezi gangaise malemba awo kakarembeka. Kaka woneka nteura. Mumalemba ganyake nyengo ira gaka guruvika mulibwe. Pari iwe wakati wa marizga chira, wose gara ukamarizga. Iwe wakati palira ise wakati, zaninge kufupi. Ndipo ise tose tikaungana.
Said you reached from somewhere and looked like got like a crowbar and whipped the top of this little pyramid open. And when it did, said granite rock with no writing on it.
Wakati, iwe wakatora kufuma kunyake ndipo. Chikawoneka ngati, ukatora ngati chimugwara, ndipo ukachaya pachanya papira midi iri pakajurika. Ndipo para iri likajurika, wakati, libwe rituwa lambra malemba pa iri.
And you told us to look in upon this. And you all, we all started looking, said, I turned my head, and I noticed you going towards the west, just as hard as you could towards the setting of the sun. How many remembers it?
Ndipo iwe ukatipalira ise kuti tilaviske mkati pa ili. Ndipo imwe mose, ise tose tikayamba kulaviska. Wakati, ine ngazgoka mutu wane. Ndipo ine ngawona iwe ukuruta kurazga kuzambwe. Mwangongono waka umo iwe ukamanya kuchitira. Kurazga kukuchona zuva. Kasimbalinga pa kukumbukira ichi.
And I stood there a little bit till the Holy Spirit revealed it. I said, the entire Bible, as much has been revealed to man through justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost, the baptism in Jesus' name, and all these things has been revealed. But there is secrets that's hid inside because the Bible's sealed with seven seals. I must go there to find it.
Ndipo ine nkhaimirira kura nyengo ichoko mpaka mzimu mtuva wakavumbura ichi. Ine nkati, Baibolo lonse, umo vinandi vili kuvumbukira kwa munthu, kwizira mukurunjisikika, kutuvisikika, ubabatizo wa mzimu mtuva, ubabatizo mzina ra Yesu, na vindu vyonse ivi vili kuvumbukwa. Kweni muli visisi ivyo vili kubisika mkati, chifwa Baibolo lili kudidimizikika na vididimizgo 7. Ine mkenera kuti ndiruteko kura kuti ngachisange ichi.
That morning when those seven angels come down and blasted the earth and rocks flew every way, seven angels stood there and said, return back to Jeffersonville from where you come from, for the seven seals of the seven mysteries will be opened.
Mlenji ula parabangero 7 wara bakati wafika, ndipo baka kwedezka chiaro, ndipo maribwe gaka dukira kulikose. Vangero 7 waka imirira apo ndipo wakati. Werera ku Jeffersonville, uko iwe ukafumira. Pakuti vididimizgo 7 vya mchindindi 7 vivumbu kwenge.
Here we are today understanding serpent seed. In a few days, if God willing, we'll understand the correctness of marriage and divorce and all these things that God's opened every seal of the mysteries sets the foundation of the world, and we've been enjoying the presence of His blessing. That is true. This day, the scripture.
Ise tiripano mahanya uno kupulikisanga mbeo ya serpente. Mumazubaga choko, usange chuda uzomerezga. Ise tiza mkupulikisika unenesko wantengwa na kupatana. Na vindu vyose ivi, ivyo chuta walikufumbura. Chididimizgo chirichose, vya mchindindi kufuma kumtendeko wacharu. Ndipo ise tirikuwa mchimwemwe, kuvapo kwa vitumbiko vyake. Uombu nenesko, zwairi lembairi.
Life magazine packed an article of it. Mystic circle of light goes up in the air above Tucson and Phoenix. In the same way that I told you nearly a year before it happened. How it would be in a like a triangle.
Life magazine ikalemba nkhani ya ichi, mkombero wa kuvara kwa mchindindi kukwera mumlengalenga mchanya mtuson na Phoenix. Mukashitiro kenekara akwa ine ngampalirani imwe pafupufupi chirimika pambere ichi chikama chenda chitike. Umo ichi chiza mkuvira, ndipo ngati ndi makona gatatu.
The picture hangs in the church down there. You took that magazine, has it? There it was just exactly. It said it's 27 miles high and 30 miles across. They don't understand yet what happened. It appeared mysteriously and went away mysteriously.
Chituzutuzi chirimichalichi kusika kura. Imwe mwene imwe mukatora magazini ira mulinacho ichi. Icho chikaba hapo, nkanira ndende. Iwo wakati, ichi ncha kuporika mitunda 27, ndipo mitunda 7 muusani. Iwo ntaba kupulikisika mpaka sono, icho chikachitika. Ichi chikachitika mwamchindindi, ndipo chikaruta mwamchindindi.
Brother Fred Sothman, Brother Gene Norman, and I stand there, three as a witness. I get up on the top of the mount, Peter, James, and John. They give witness, stood there and watched it when it happened and seen it done.
Mbare Fred Sothman, mbare Gene Norman na ine, tika imirira kura. Vatatu ndi ukaboni. Gatundumo iyo wakabatolera pachanya papiri, Petros, Yakobe na Yohani. Kuti vapereke ukaboni. Vaka imirira kura ndipo vaka chuona ichi, para ichi chikachitika. Ndipo vaka ona ichi chikuchitika.
There it is hanging in the sky. So far there's no humidity, no moisture, nothing to make them a fog. How could they come there? It was the angels of God returning back after their message. This day that prophecy has been fulfilled in our midst. This day, this scripture has been fulfilled.
Kula ichi chiriko, kulenderanga mumtambo. Na kwene nako mulije mpepo za maji, mulije chinyezi panji chinyake chirichose kuti chipange nyakuvinda. Kasi iwo wakafika uli kula, ichi wakava vangero vachuta kuwereranga pamanyuma pa utenga wawo. Zuva ili uchimiula wakwanirisikika pakati pitu. Zuva ili lemba ili lakwanirisikika.
Watch! Seven seals has been opened. The whirlwinds to the west coast. Now don't miss it like they did back yonder.
Wanani, Vitetemezo 7 vyavumbukwa. Kavuruvuru wali mpaka za kuzambwe. Sono kuchiponya chara ichi, gandumwa iwo vakachitira kare kula.
Now our attention a little closer to our day. What does the scripture say about today and about the time we live in? Jesus speaking. I won't have time to take them all, but I want to take this one before we close.
Sono chero chitu kufupicho meniko kunyengo itu. Kasi lemba likuyo ya vichi za mwanya uno. Na za nyengo iseti kukaramu, Yesu kuyoyanga. Ine ntandi venge na nyengo kuti nditore gose. Kweni ine kukumba kuti nditore limoza iri pambere ise tindajare.
Jesus said in St. Luke, the 17th chapter, the 30th verse, Jesus Christ, the Word Himself, you believe that? Jesus Christ, the Word Himself, made flesh, spoke, and said what the Word would be in the end time. What would be the sign of the end of the world?
Yesu wakayoya maluka mtuva chipaturo 17, verse 30. Yesu Kristu, mazgu iyo mwene. Kasi ima mkugomezga icho. Yesu Kristu, mazgu iyo mwene. Wakazgo katupi. Wakayoya ndipo wakapara icho mazgu gaza mkuva mnyengo ya umaliro. Icho chiza mkuva chimanyikwiro cha umaliro wacharu.
He told him nation to rise against nation, but he said, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is being revealed.
Iyo wakawapalira iwo kutifuko lizamukira fuko. Kweni iyo wakati, umo kukavira mumazuwa ga Sodom, teora ndimo kuzamkuvira mnyengo apomana wa muntu wakuvumbukwa.
Now when Jesus came to the earth, he came in the name of three sons. Son of man, which is a prophet. Son of God, and son of David.
Sono para Yesu wakati wafika kucharo cha pasi, iyo wakiza muzina lavana watatu. Mwana wa muntu, uyo ndi mprofeti. Mwana wa chuta, na mwana wa Davidi.
Now he lived here on earth. He never did say he was the son of God. He said, I'm the son of man. Jehovah himself called Ezekiel and the prophets, son of man, because he had to come to fulfill scripture as a prophet.
Sono iyo wakakarapano pacharu chapasi. Iyo ntanga wakayo yapo kuti iyo wakava mwana wa chuta. Iyo wakati, ine ndine mwana wa muntu. Yehova yo mwene wakachema Ezekiel na wa profeti mwana wa muntu. Chifukwa, iyo wakayenera kufika kuzaka kwa niriska lemba ngati mprofeti.
Moses said, the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like unto me. That's the reason he could not be the son of God there, because he was a son of man. The word came to the prophets, and he was the word in his fullness.
Moses wakati, Yehova chivuta winu waza muska mprofeti wakuyana na ine. Ndicho chifukwa iyo ntang wakayenera kuwa mwana wa chivuta kula. Chifukwa iyo wakava mwana wa muntu. Iyo mazgu akiza kuwa profeti. Ndipo iyo wakava mazgu muzari wake.
Amen. Son of man, the major prophet, not the major prophet, but the God prophet. Amen. The fullness of the Godhead bodily was in him. Therefore he was the son of man.
Mwana wa muntu, mprofeti mkuru, nta mprofeti mkuru, kweni chiwuta mprofeti, uzari wa uchiwuta mutupi ukawa maiyo, ipo, iyo wakawa mwana wa muntu.
Now for 2,000 years, he's been known to us as son of God, spirit. And in the millennium, he'll be son of David upon the throne. We all know that, who believe the scriptures.
Sono pa vitimika 2,000, iyo walikumanyikwa kwa isi ngati mwana wa chivuta mzimu. Ndipo mu millennium, iyo waza mkuwa mwana wa Davidi pachizumbe. Isetose tikumanya icho, awo wakugomezga maremba.
Now Jesus said, just at the end of this church age that we're living in, that the Son of Man would be revealed again, in the same manner it was as it was at Sodom.
Sono Yesu wakati, kanira hapa umaliro wa muwiro uu wa mpingo uo ise tikukaramu kuti, mwana wa muntu waza mkufumbu kwaso mkaviro kenekara kukavira, ngati ndi umo kukavira kusodom.
Watch how historically he gave it. He said as it was in the days first of Noah. Now they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage. Then he brought next, the last, to the Son of Man at Sodom.
Wanani umo mwamdauko, iyo wakapeleka ichi. Iyo wakati, umo kukavira mumazuwa la kudanga la Noa. Umo iwo wakaregiranga, kumwanga, kutorananga, kupatananga ntengwa. Pama nyuma iyo wakapeleka, chakurondezgako cha umariro kumwana wa muntu ku Sodom.
Because there he was dealing with Jews. Here at Sodom he's dealing with Gentiles. There he drowned them all the water in judgment. Here at the Gentiles he burned them all at the day of Sodom.
Chifukwa, kura iyo wakachitanga na Bayuda. Apa ku Sodom, iyo wakuchita na Bamitundu. Kula, iyo wakababizga iwo Mose na maji, mucheruzgo. Apa ku Bamitundu, iyo wakabawocha iwo Mose pazuwa la Sodom.
That's right. The Gentile world burnt there. And so will it be when the Son of Man reveals. There's not no more water, but it'll be fire this time. Jesus read from the same Genesis 23 that we read from, when he read about Sodom.
Uo mbunenesko. Charu chava mitundu chikapshera kura. Ndipo ndimo kuza mkuvira para mwana wa muntu wa kuvumbukwa. Ichi nta gaza mkuva somaji. Kweni uza mkuva moto nyingo iyi. Yesu wakavazga kufuma mgenze 23 mwene mura isi tanguvazga, para iyo wakavazga za Sodom.
Now, we admit the conditions that spoke of the world condition of Sodom, Sodomites, Sodom condition. We, everyone will say amen to that. We believe that.
Sono, isi tikuzamerezga kaviru ako kari kuyoyeka za kaviru kacharu cha Sodom, vina Sodom, kaviru ka Sodom. Isi, waliyose wayo woyenge, amen, kuicho. Isa tikugomezga icho.
All right, and the spiritual condition of Laodicea, the church natural, we'll say amen to that. And accept their signs. We know that every sign is there. The church is in Laodicea. We know that.
Vire makora. Dipo kaviru kauzimu kalawodikeya, mpingo wakutupi. Isa tiyo woyenge, amen, kuicho. Na kuzomena vmanyikwiro vyao. Isa tikumanya kuti chimanyikwiro chiri chose chiri kukura. Mpingo uri mlaodikeya. Isa tikumanya icho.
We know the world is in a Sodom condition, is that right? Amen. We'll accept that. But what about the sign of Abraham, the one waiting for the promised son? That was another.
Isa tikumanya charu chiri mkaviro ka Sodom. Ndi unenesko uo. Isa tichizomerenge icho. Kweni mkutu uli na chimanyikwiro cha Abraham, uyo wakalindizganga mwana wapangano, yura wakawa mwenyake yumoza.
Remember they had a Sodom back there, they had their messenger. And Abraham had a messenger to him. Abraham was waiting day by day for almost an impossible thing to happen. Sarah, 90 and him 100, according to the promise of God, he was still waiting in the midst of all criticism, he was waiting for that son.
Kumbukirani. Iwo wakava na Sodom kale kula. Iwo wakava na tenga rawo. Ndipo Abraham wakava na tenga kwa iyo. Abraham wakarindizganga zuwa na zuwa. Pakuti pafupi chindu chambula machitiko kuti chichitike. Sara 90. Ndipo manarumi 100. Kwa kulingana na pangano la chuta, iyo wakarindizganga nditu. Mkatikati mwakususuka kose, iyo wakarindizganga mwana yura.
So is a true believer, still waiting for that promised son to return. Notice, just before the son arrived, there was a sign given him. Is not the sign of the coming son to be revealed to the royal seed of Abraham that's waiting for the royal son, as same as it was to Father Abraham for the natural son? Is that right?
Ndiora ndimo waliri wakugomezga mweneko wakulindizga mwana wapangano yura kuti uizengeso. Wonani, pambere mwana wakava wandafike, pakava chimanyikwiro chikaperekeka kwa iyo. Kasi chimanyikwiro cha mwana uyo wafike nge chikwenara kuti chivumbukwe chara kumbeo ya ufumu ya Abraham. Iyo ikulindizga mwana wa ufumu. Mwako yanawaka umo ichi chikavira kwa dada Abraham kulindizganga mwana wakutupi. Mbunenesko uo.
Jesus said so here in St. Luke 17:30. Before this time come that the Son of Man would be revealed. like he did in the days of Sodom before the destruction of Sodom. Now we're looking for a sign.
Yesu wakayowa yanteura umu maluka mtuwa 17:30. Pambere nyengo hii indafike kuti mwana wa muntu waza mkuvumbukwa ngandumo iyo wakachitira mumazuva ga Sodom. Pambere kukava kundachitike kuparanyika kwa Sodom. Sono ise tikupenja chimanyikwiro.
Now let's take the conditions of time as it was in Sodom. Notice that all went out in Sodomite, the world.
Sono tieni titore kaviro kanyengo umo kukavira mu Sodom. Uonani, ibo mose wakapurukira muvya Sodom. Charu.
I think one of the movie directors put on a picture not long ago, and I got to see it. That was Sodom. If you ever see it, there's nothing else on but that, take a look at it. It's certainly a good picture of the United States today.
Ine nkwanagana za imoza wa varongozgi wakanema, wakavikapo chituzituzi, ntaka lechomene. Ndipo ine nkachuona ichi, yura wakava Sodom. Usange imwe murikuchuona ichi, ndipo parija chinyake chirichose kweni chira. Urutani mkachiraviske ichi. Ichi nadi ndi chituzituzi chiweme cha United States mwanya uno.
Hollywood, just exactly same kind of dressing. Everything else that they did is right then, big drunken sprees and everything else, a religious cult of people, so-called religious.
Hollywood, kanira ndende, mtu ndowene ura wakavwariro na chinyake chirichose iwa wakachita umo kukavira kare. Vya kuchitika vya ulowevu ukuru na chinyake chirichose, mtundu wavandu vasopisopi, vakuchemeka vasopisopi nteura.
Notice, and Sodom had a witness. And it was a fellow by the name of Lot, which was just a nephew to Abraham.
Wanani, ndipo Sodom wakawa nakaboni. Ndipo wakawa muntu wakutika zina rakuti Lot. Uyo wakawa waka mupwanga kwa Abraham.
Now, Abraham did not go down in Sodom. He and his group, he had a big group with him, enough to fight off about a dozen kings in their army.
Sono, Abraham ta wakaruta kusika ku Sodom. Iyo na guru rake. Iyo wakava guru likuru pamoza na iyo. Laku kwa nira kuti lingatereska mafumu 12 na maguru gao wakankondo.
So he had a big group with him and he was sitting out there under an oak tree one day when everything was going wrong for him. Nobody had anything to do with him. But he was still holding on to that promise. Watch now closely before we close.
Jaura iyo wakava na guru likuru pamoza na iyo. Ndipo iyo wakakara kuwaro kura musi mwakune la oki, zvarimoza. Apo chirichose chikamiyende ranga makora chara iyo. Paka wavye minyake wakabana chakuchita na iyo. Kwenye iyo wakakore sikanga nditu kupanga norira. Wanani sono umachero, pambere ise tindajare.
While he was sitting there, down come three men walking to him. Two of them went down into Sodom and preached the gospel to them to come out to Lot. Is that right?
Apo iyo wakava chikalire kura kusika kukiza wanarumi watatu wakizanga kwa iyo. Vavire wa iyo wakaruta wakanjira msodom ndipo wakaparazga ivangeri kwa iyo. Kuti wafume kwa Loti. Kasi ndi unenesko uo.
But one stayed with Abraham. Notice the one that stayed with Abraham was God himself. The other two were angel messengers.
Kwenye yumosa wakakalira na Abraham. Wanani, yumosa uyo wakakalira na Abraham wakabachiuta iyo mwene. Vanyake vaviri wakaba matenga la mungero.
Now down in Sodom they've done no miracles, only smiting the blind and preaching the gospel always smites the blind.
Sono kusika msodom, iwo ntava kachita mintongwe. Kwenye kufatimbanga waka iwo na uchiburumutira. Ndipo kuparazikanga ivangeri nyingo zose kukupapanga iwo kuburumutizgika.
Now look at the set of that day. There is a church natural. Always the trees, as I said last night, God is represented. There were Sodomites, the Lotites, and the Abrahamites. It's in the same position tonight. The world's setting just like that.
Sono wonani ndondomeko ya nyengo ira. Uliko mpingo kutupi. Nyengo zose muutatu. Umaine nkayoyera usiku wa mara. Chiuta wakaimirira. Kukava va Sodom, va Lot, na wa Abraham. Ichi chiri mkaimiro kenekara usiku uu. Charu chiri mundondomeko nkanira ngatira.
Let me ask you something. Look at this setting now. Abraham called this man that talked to him Elohim. The Hebrew word Elohim means the all-sufficient one. The one that's the eternal one. Elohim. God himself.
Ndizo merezgeni ine ndi mfumbeni chinyake imwe. Lavesikani pandondomeko ii sono. Abraham wakamchema mundu uyu uyo wakayoya kwa iyo Elohim. Lizgura chehebere Elohim likunganamula yumoza wakukwanira vyose. Yumoza uyo ndi yumoza wa miraira. Elohim, chiwuta iyo mwene.
In the beginning, Genesis 1 said, in the beginning, God. Take the Hebrew word there, in the Greek word rather, in the beginning, Elohim. Create heavens and earth.
Mumtendeko, Genesis 1 wakati. Mumtendeko chiuta. Torani lizgu la chebere apo. Limoza. Panji lizgu la chigiriki mpanyiko. Mumtendeko Elohim wakalenga kuchanya na charu chapasi.
Here he is, Genesis about 22, here he says again, or about 20, he said, and he called this man's name Elohim.
Apa iyo mugenzes, pafupfupi 22, apa, iyo wakoyoyaso, panji pafupfupi verse 20, iyo wakayoya, ndipo iyo wakachema zina ramundu uyu Elohim.
Why did he do it? God represented in a human flesh that sat down with Abraham and eat a calf sandwich, drinking some milk and eat some bread. God himself had disappeared right before Abraham.
Jifkwa uri iyo wakachita ichi, chiwuta kuyimirira mutupi la muntu, uyo wakakarapasi na Abraham ndipo wakarga chingwa chakuvika monyama ya tole, kumwanga mkaka, ndipo wakarga chibama, chiwuta iyo mwini, ndipo wakazgeverekera nkanira pamaso pa Abraham.
But he gave him a sign. Notice, and that sign was that he had his back turned to the tent.
Kwene iyo wakapereka chimanyikwiro kwa iyo. Wonani, ndipo chimanyikwiro chira chikava chakuti iyo wakarazgira msana wake kunyuma kuhema.
And remember, Abraham, his name was Abram a few days before that. And Sarah was Sarah before that. S-A-R-R-A, then S-A-R-A-H-M, A-B-R-A-M to A-B-R-A-H-A-M. Abraham means father of nations.
Ndipo kumbukirani, Abraham, zinarake wakava Abram, mazuvaga choko chenda chitike icho. Ndipo Sara wakava Sarai, pambere chenda chitike icho. S-A-R-A-I, pamanyuma S-A-R-A. Ndipo A-B-R-A-M, ku A-B-R-A-H-A-M. Abraham likunganamura wiskewo wa mitundu.
Now watch real close here. And we'll see the setting of the hour that we're now living. As Jesus told us to look for this setting. We've seen all the rest of it, right? Now let's see to the royal sea. What setting they're supposed to see.
Sono laviskani machero chomene apa. Ndipo ise tiwonenge kuruta kwa nyengo iyo ise tikukaramo sono. Umo Yesu wakati palirira ise kutitalaviske kuruta uku. Ise tiri kuviwona makora vinyake vyose vya ichi. Sono utieni ise tilaviske kumbeu ya ufumu. Ndondomeko iwo wakwenera kuti wawone.
Now, this man said, Abraham, where is your wife Sarah? And Abraham said, she's in the tent behind you.
Sono munthuyu wakati, Abraham, kasi walinku muwari wako Sara. Ndipo Abraham wakati, iyo wari muhema kunyuma kwinu.
I had never seen her. How did you know that his name was Abraham? How did you know her name was S-A-R-A-H? Abraham, where is your wife Sarah? Said she's in the tent behind you.
Sono, iyo wakava wandamuonepo iyo. Kasi iyo wakamanyawuri kutizinalake wakava Abrahamu. Kasi iyo wakamanyawuri kutizinalake wakava Sara, Abraham, kasi walinku mori wako Sara, wakati, iyo wali muhema kunyuma kwinu.
He said, personal pronoun, I am going to visit you according to the promise. Your wife's going to have that baby, you trust me now, I'm going to make it come to pass.
Iyo wakati, ine, lizgu la kuimira munsi umoza. Ine ndisa kumiyenderani imwe kukulingana na pangano. Mwari wako waza mkuwa na mwana yura. Iwe wandigomezge ine. Sono ine ndipangenge ichi kutich kwa niriskike.
And Sarah in the tent behind eavesdropping or what you call it. Listen to the tent. She said, laughed up her sleeve and she said, now I'm me. An old woman like I am, have pleasure, my Lord, in him old too, out there 100 years old. Wow, this hasn't happened for many, many years.
Ndipo Sara muhema kunyuma, kutegerezga ama kubisirizga panji kutikira kutu, chirichose imwe manga kumba kuchema ichi. Kutegerezga ranga muhema, iyo wakaseka mumtima ndipo iyo wakati. Sono ine, mwanakazi mchekuru ngandumo ine ndiriri, kuvana sangurusiko na fumuyane. Ndipo iyo mchekuru na yosu, kuwaro uko virimika 100 vya kubadwa. Apo, ichi ntachi kachitikapo pa vinandi virimika vinandi.
And the man, M-A-N, sitting there eating in human flesh, drinking and eating like an ordinary man with dust on his clothes and had dust on his feet and Abraham worked it off.
Ndipo mwanarumi, M-W-A-N-A-R-U-M-I, wakara apo kurganga mutupira muntu, kumwanga na kurganga ngati muntu wamba, na fuvu pamaraya gake, ndipo wakava na fuvu kumarundi gake, ndipo Abraham wakachapa chose ichi.
God himself looked around and he said, why did Sarah laugh back in the tent saying this? He knew could discern the thoughts of Sarah in the tent behind him. Is that right?
Chiwuta iyo mwene wakalaviska zingirizge. Ndipo iyo wakati. Njifuwa uri Sara wanguseka kunyuma muhema kuyoyanga ichi. Iyo wakamanya. Wakamanya kusanda magano wagano ga Sara muhema kunyuma kwake. Ndipo nenesko uo.
Now when the royal seed of Abraham come on the earth, what sign did he show? Son of man. Simon came up to him one day. Andrew brought him. He said, your name is Simon. You're the son of Jonas. He said, I made a believer out of him.
Sono parambeo ya ufumu ya Abraham ikati ya fika pacharu chapasi. Kasi ya wakawoneska chimanyikwira uli mwana wa muntu. Simon wakiza kwa iyo zvarimoza. Andrea wakiza nayo iyo. Iyo wakati, zinarake ndi Simoni. Iwe ndiwe mwana wa Yona. Iyo wakayoya. Wanani, chira chikapanga wakugomezga kufuma mwa iyo.
Philip went over and got Nathaniel. Come back and said, come see a man who we have found. Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph. He said, now wait a minute. Could anything good come out of that fanaticism? He said, come see.
Philip wakaruta ndipo wakasanga Nathaniel. Wakawerako wakati, zaninge mwone muntu uyo ise tasanga, Yesu wa kunazareti, mwana wa Yosefe. Iyo wakati, sono lindizga minitipera, kasi chingamapo chinyake chweme chingafuma mu wakunyanyira yura. Iyo wakati, zaninge mwone.
So when Philip come up in the presence of Jesus with Nathaniel, Jesus looked over at him and said, behold an Israelite in whom there's no guile.
Njaura para Filipo wakati wafika mkuvapo kwa Yesu na Nathanieri. Yesu wakamlaviska iyo ndipo wakati. Wanani muisraeli ma uyo mulije kaheni.
He said, Rabbi, when did you know me? He said, before Philip called you when you were under the tree. I saw you. He said, Rabbi, thou art the son of God. You're the king of Israel.
Iyo wakati, musambizgi, kasimwe mkandimanya paulini. Wakati. Pambele Filipu wakava wanda kucheme iwe. Para iwe wakava musi mwakuni. Ine nkakuona iwe. Iyo wakati. Musambizgi. Ima endi mwana wachuta. Ima endi mwefumu ya Israel.
And the little woman at the well in her immoral condition come up a little panoramic, something like this, to draw some water. Jesus had sent his disciples away to get victuals.
Para mwanakazi mchoko pa chisime, mukaviro kake ka uzagari wakiza, chindu chinyake cha maonekero angati ichi, kuti wasakanege maji. Yesu wakava kuti wabatume masambiri vake kutari, kuti wakatore vyakurya.
When she came up to draw water, he said, bring me a drink, woman. She said, it's not customary for you to say that. We have segregation here.
Para iyo wakati wafika kuti wasakanege maji, iyo wakati nditolele maji kakuma ine wa mwanakazi. Iyo wakati, ichi ntancha kuzomerezgeka na dango kuti iwe uyoye icho, iseti kusangana mtundu kuno.
Now, you Jews have nothing to do with us Samaritans, we have nothing to do with you. He said, but woman, if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. I'd give you water if you don't come here to draw.
Sono imwe vayuda mrije chakuchita na ise va Samaria, iseti rije chakuchita na imwe. Iyo wakati, kweni wamanakazi, usange iwe ukamumanyenge uyo iwe ukumyoiska, iwe ntena wongundiromba ine gakuma. Ine ni kupenge iwe maji au iwe nta ukwiza kuzakanega kuno.
He found where her condition was, what it was. He said, go get your husband to come here. She said, I don't have any husband.
Iyo wakasanga apo pakava kaviro kake, icho aka kakava. Iyo wakati, ruta ukatore mfumu wako ndipo mkize kuno. Iyo wakati, ine ndirije mfumu waliose.
He said, you said the truth. You've had five. And the one you're living with now is not yours. She said, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. We know when the Messiah cometh, he'll show us these things. Jesus said, I am he.
Iyo wakati, iwe wayoya unenesko. Iwe ukawapo nao five. Ndipo mwene uyo iwe ukukaranayo sono nguwa kuchara. Iyo wakati, Bwana, ine nkona kuti imwe ndimwe mprofeti. Ise tikumanya paramesia wafika. Iyo wasamkuti woneska ise vindu ivi. Yesu wakati, ine ndine iyo.
On that she ran into the city and said, come see a man who's told me the things I've done. Isn't this the very Messiah?
Paicho, iyo wakachimbirira mumsumba ndipo wakati. Zaninge musakamuone muntu uyo uwandipalira ine vindu ivyo ine ndiri kuchita. Kasi uyu ndi Mesia mwene yura chara.
Watch, he did that before the Jews and the Samaritans, but never the Gentiles. The Gentiles, we people were heathens in them days. The other nations packed a club on her back, worshiping idols. We wasn't looking for no Messiah. He only appears to those who's looking for him. And we're supposed to be looking for him.
Wanani, iyo wakachita ichi pamaso pa vayuda, na vasamaria, kweni nta vamitundu. Vamitundu, ise tavantu tika vavambura kugomezga mumazuvagara, mafuko ganyake, kunyamulanga ntonga pa msana witu, kusopanga vikozgo, ise nta tika penjanga Mesia. Iyo wakuoneka kwa veka pera au vakumupenja iyo, ndipo ise tikwenera kuti timupenjenge iyo.
But those who claim to be looking for him, the church itself, when they seen that done, they said, he's a devil. He's a fortune teller. A Beelzebub. And Jesus said that sin would be forgiven them because he hadn't died yet. But said, someday the Holy Ghost will come and do the same thing and speak one word against it will never be forgiven.
Kweni iwo vene awo wakayoya kuti wakapenjanga iyo. Mpingo iwo wene. Para iwo wakati waona chira chachitika. Iwo wakati. Iyo ndi chivanda. Iyo ndi muwukwi Belzebule. Ndipo Yesu wakati, kunanga kura kugokere kenge kwa iwo. Chifuwa iyo wakava wachari wandafwe. Kweni wakati, zivaranyake mzimtuwa waza mkwiza na kuchita chindu chenechira. Ndipo kuyo waya lizguri moza kunyoza ichi, ntaku za mkugokereka.
That's this day where every word has to hang together. Speak a word against it will never be forgiven in this world and the world to come.
Ilo ndizuwa iri, ukolizgu lirirosele kwenera kudemerera na pamuza. Kuyoya lizgu kunyoza ichi, ichi nta chiza mkugo kereka mocharu ichi panjicharu icho chikwiza.
That was the royal seed of Abraham. And you're that royal seed of Abraham which come because of that identification of that man sitting there with Abraham. Come to prove it was the same God.
Yira ikavambeo ya ufumu ya Abraham. Ndipo hapa mbeu yira ya ufumu ya Abraham, Yene iyo ikiza chifukwa cha kujimanyisika kwa mundi yura wakara apo na Abraham, wakiza kuzakasimikizgira ichi wakavachiuta mwene yura.
Promised in this day as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man when he is revealing himself as Son of Man. Amen. This is the day for the scripture to be fulfilled.
Kula izganga munyengo iyi. Uma kukavira mumazuwa ka Sodom. Ndeura ndi mokuza mkuvira pakuiza kwa mwana wa muntu. Apo iyo kujivumbura iyo mwene ngati mwana wa muntu. Amen. Iyi ndi nyengo kutilemba ili likwanirisikike.
Look at the setting we are today. Look at the church where the Son of God. Look at the dismal day. Look at all the prophecies. Now a strange thing. Our businesses are due then if the setting has to be like it's Sodom.
Laviskani pakachitiro ise tirinako mwanyauno. Laviskani pampingo uko mwana wachivuta. Laviskani pazuwa la mdima. Laviskani pamauchimigose. Sono chindo cha chirendo. Valendo vitu valipafupi kwiza ntiura. Usange kachitiro kavenge ngati kakusodom.
There were three of them coming along. Three outstanding men sent from heaven. We'll admit that. Three of them. One stayed with Abraham.
Kukawa vatatu wa iwo wakiza. Vandu vatatu vapachanya vakatumika kufuma kuchanya. Isete zomerezike nge icho. Vatatu wa iwo. Imoza wakakalira na Abraham.
They all started there, but one stayed with Abraham, the rest of them went out in Sodom. Is that right? And Abraham had a changed name from Abram to Abraham. True?
Iwo bose wakapukwa kula. Kweni imoza wakakalira na Abraham. Vanyaka vose wakakirira musodom. Ndipo nenesika uo. Ndipo Abraham wakava na kusintika kwa zina. Kufuma kwa Abraham, kufika kwa Abraham. Mbunenesika uo.
Not one time has the history of church of the world ever had an evangelist to go to it with a name ending in H-A-M to this day. Billy G-R-A-H-A-M. Is that right?
Nta uli kuchitapo mdauko nyengo imoza, mpingo wacharu. Uli kumapo na mneni kutiwarute kuichi, na zina ala kumalira na H-A-M mpaka zwairi. Bile G-R-A-H-A-M. Ndi unenesko uo.
G-R-A-H-A-M, six letters. A-B-R-A-H-A-M is seven letters. But G-R-A-H-A-M is six letters, which is the word of man. See?
G-R-A-H-A-M, malemba 6. A-B-R-A-H-A-M, di malemba 7. Kweni G-R-A-H-A-M, di malemba 6. Chene icho ndi charu muntu. Mkuona?
Look what went out there today. Is that messengers from heaven? Is there a man on earth that's got repentance so preached so plainly as Billy Graham? Has there been a man that has had an effect upon the people like Billy Graham?
Unani uyo wakaruta kura mwanyauno. Ndi matengagara kufuma kuchanya. Kasi walipo mundu pacharo chapasi wali kuparazga za kurapa mapakweru chomene ngati Billy Graham. Kasi walikuwako muntu walikuwapo na chikoka pavantu ngati Billy Graham.
Never has there been internationally a man of Billy Sunday and so forth as here in the United States, but Billy Graham's known worldwide. See where he's calling? Out of Sodom.
Nta walikuwako vijaru vyose muntu. Oh, Billy Sunday. Na banyake nteura. Vakava muno mu United States. Kweni Billy Graham wakumanyiko charu chose. Mukona uko iyo wakuchema, uko kusodom.
And he's got his company and party there with the Pentecostal church and Oral Roberts. But what about the elect group? What kind of sign are they supposed to see? What are they supposed to have? Hallelujah! It shall be like in the evening time.
Dipo iyo walina gurula kere kwenda na yokula na mpingo wa Pentecoste. Oro Robert, kwenye kasi mkutuuli za guru la kusoreka, kasi iwo kwenye rakuti wawone chimanyipiro cha mtunduuli, kasi iwo kwenye rakuva na chivichi, hallelujah, kuza mkuva kuvara kunyengo ya kumise.
This day, this scripture is fulfilled. This day, God's promise is fulfilled. We know that to be the truth. He's here tonight as he was then.
Zuva iri, lemba iri la kwanirisikika. Zuva iri, pangano la chuta la kwanirisikika. Eseti kumanya uo kuva unenesko. Iyo walimuno usiku uu umo iyo wakavira kare.
Now to preach it, that I said a while ago, if you preach anything and it's a gospel truth, then God's obligated to vindicate that. Is that true?
Sono kuti ndi parazike ichi, icho ine nangu yoya kanyengo kajumpa. Usange iwe wa parazike chinyake ndipo ndi unenesko wa evangeli. Ndewura chuta ndi wakukakamizgika kukosgera icho. Ndi unenesko uo.
Now if that be so, let the God that wrote the word, let the God that made the prophecy, let the God who is God of the word come forth. Amen. And prove that he's still God.
Sono sanga icho chirinteura. Zomerezgani chuta uyo wakalimba mazgu. Zomerezgani chuta uyo wakapanga uchimi. Zomerezgani chuta uyo ndi chuta wa mazgu. Wafike ndipo wasimikizikire kuti iyo wachani nditu chuta.
As Elijah went up on the mountain watching Elisha went watching Elijah. He said, I want a double potion. And the mantle that was on Elijah fell off on Elijah. He walked down and double that blanket up and struck the river and said, where is the God of Elijah? And the same thing that happened for Elijah happened for Elijah.
Umo Elia wakaruta pachanya papiri kulaviskanga. Elisha wakaruta kukamona Elia iyo wakati. Ine kukumba mapande gaviri. Ndipo chidiko icho chikawa pa Elia chikawa pa Elisha. Iyo wakakirira kusika. Ndipo wakapeteka paviri blanketirira. Ndipo wakatimba moronga. Ndipo wakate. Kasi waringu chivuta wa Elia. Ndipo chindu chene chira. Icho chikamuchitikira Elia. Chikamuchitikira Elisha.
And the same gospel, the same power, the same son of man that was yesterday is today and will be forever. You believe it? And I ask you, I cannot be him, but he is here. We are only a carrier.
Ndipo evangeli renerira, kongono yeneira, mwana mwene yura wa muntu uyo wakavako mairo, waliko mwanya uno, ndipo wazamukuvako mira ira. Vaebere 13:8. Kasi imwe mkugomezika ichi? Teura, ine nkumpempani imwe. Ine nta ningava iyo. Kweni iyo walimuno. Ise ndise vya kunyamulira waka.
Some of you people out there that's sick and afflicted, that you know that I don't know you. Let God, now if I can humble myself enough, you pray. And ask God.
Mwavandu vanyake imwe kuwaro uko. Ime mwaruwara ndipo makoma. Kuti imwe mkumanya kuti ine mkumanyani chara imwe. Zomerezgani chivuta sono. Usange ine ningajikizi ganda mwini makukwa nira. Ime pimperani ndipo rombani chivuta.
I don't guess there isn't a prayer card in the building, is there? No, I don't. We've never given out any prayer cards. We're going to have prayer meeting at, or healing the sick at the church. But you pray.
Ine ntangu sachizga. Mulije kadira pempero mnyumba. Kasi lirimo. Chara. Ine nta. Ise nta tangupereka makadi gari ose gama pempero. Ise tivenge na wungano wa marurombo pa. Panji kuchizgika kubaruari pacharichi. Kweni imwe rombani.
You know that I'm a total stranger to you. See, you know me, Jeffersonville. I don't want people from Jeffersonville to do that. I want people from away from here somewhere. See if God still reveals. See if he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Ndipo ime mkumanya kuti ine ndine mlendo chomene kwa ime. Wonani, ime mkundimanya ine Jeffersonville. Ine kukumba chara vandu wakufuma mu Jeffersonville vachite icho. Ine kukumba vandu wakufuma kutari kuno kumaroku nyake. Vawone usange chuta wachari kuvumbura. Vawone usange iyo wachari mwene yura mairo mwanya uno na mira ira.
Do like the little woman did. He passed through, and she said, I believe this man. She had a blood issue. And she said, if I could touch the border of his garment, I believe I'll be made whole. Is that right?
Chitani ngati ndi umwe wakachitira mwanakazi muchoko. Iye wakajumphanga, ndipo mwanakazi wakati, ine nkumugomezeka munthu uyu. Mwanakazi wakava na suzgo la kusurura ndopa, ndipo iye wakati, usange ine ningakwasika mumphepete mwa chakuvara chake. Ine nkugomezeka ine ndi chirenge. Ndipo nenesko uwo.
Because of her faith, that day the scripture was fulfilled. He bind up the heart of the broken, or heal the sick and the lame.
Chifukwa cha chipulikano chake zvalira, lemba likakwanyirisika. Iyo wakakhozga mtima wa kuskweika. Wakachizga varwali na vakupundukwa.
When she touched his garment, walked out and sat down, he turned around and said, who touched me? How do you ever know in that great throng of people? Probably 30 times watch here tonight. Thousands of them. How did he know it?
Para mwanakazi wakati wakwaska chakuvara chake, ndipo wakafumapo, ndipo wakakarapasi. Iyo wakanganamuka, ndipo wakati. Ndinjani wandikwaska ine. Kasi iyo wakamanyawuli, mukufitanya kezgana kukuru kura kwa vantu. Pakunji kwa ndaniska na sate au valimuno siku ugu. Masawo zandiga iwo, kasi iyo wakamanyawuli ichi.
He said, who touched me? He didn't say that just to be saying. He said that because it was true. And he said, who touched me? Directly looked around, seen the little woman where she was sitting or standing, whatever position she is in, told her her blood issue was over.
Iyo wakati, ndinjani wandikwaska ine, iyo ntanga wakayewaya chira kutimbwenu wakayewaya powaka. Iyo wakayewaya chira chifukwa ugu kaba unenesko. Ndipo iyo wakati, ndinjani wandikwaska ine, ndipo makurunjika iyo wakalaviska zingirizge, wakamuona mwanakazi mchoko. Apo iyo wakakara panje wakaimirira. Marogari wose iyo wakavamo. Wakampalira iyo suzgo la kusurura ndopa likamara.
That was Jesus yesterday, that's him today.
Amen.
You believe that?
Yura wakava Yesu mairo. Yura ndi iyo mwanya uno. Ima mkugomezga icho.
I don't know you, God does. But you got pains in your side that's bothering you. That's right. You're sitting there praying about it. Am I a stranger to you? We're a stranger when I stand up if it is. I don't know you. It's this man right here on the corner, this young fellow.
Ine nkukumanya chara iwe, chiuta wa kukumanya. Kwene iwe uli na vya kuvinya kuruandi kwako. Uko kukusuzga iwe. Uombo nenesko. Iwe wakara uko kurombanga zaichi. Kasi ine ndine mlendo kwa iwe, ndipo ise ndise valendo kwa imosa na mnyake. Imirira usange ichi ndicho. Ine nkukumanya chara iwe. Ndi mundu uyu nkanira apa pakona, mundu wachinyamata uyu.
You also got a bad throat. That's right. You're praying about that. You're all nervous about something. You're going to have to leave the meeting because you're a minister. You got some engagements you got to take care of. That is right.
Mm-hmm. Iwe uliso na suzgo la chigoromiro, uombo nenesko. Iwe ukurombera icho. Iwe ulinamanta na chinyake. Iwe ukwendera kuti unyamukepo pa ungano chifukwa. Iwe ndiwe mparaski. Iwe ulinamirimo inyake. Iwe ukwendera kuti ukachite. Uombo nenesko.
You believe God knows who you are? Reverend Mr. Smith, now you can go and be healed. Jesus Christ made you whole. Walk to your meeting. Your throat won't bother you. Who did he touch?
Iwe kugomezga chiuta wakumanya kasi iwe ndiwe njani. Reverend Mr. Smith. Sona iwe wangaruta na kuwa wakuchizgika. Yeso Kristo wakakuchizga iwe. Rutanga kuungano wako. Chigoromiro chako nta cham kukusuzga iwe. Kasi iyo wakakwasika njani.
There's a man sitting right back here. He's suffering. He's got a tumor on his left lung. He isn't from here. You have been a mine worker. That is right. I'm a total stranger to you. That's right. Shake your hand.
Kuri mwanarume wakaranganira kunyuma uku. Iyo wakusuzgika. Iyo walina chakutupa kupapu lake la mazere. Iyo nta wakufuma kuno. iwe wakara kugwira nchito mu mgodi. Uo ndi UNESCO. Ine ndine mlende chomine kwa iwe. Usange uo ndi UNESCO, gwedezga woko lako.
The tumors in your left lung and you're up for an operation right away. That's right. You're not from here. You're from out of town. You're from Virginia. That's right.
Chakutupa chiri mu papu lako la mazere. Ndipo iwe ukunozikekera kukachitika operation mwasonosono. Ndi UNESCO uo. Iwe ntao kufuma kuno. Iwe kufumira kuwaro kwa tauni. Iwe kufumira ku Virginia. Ndi UNESCO uo.
You believe God knows who you are? Mr. Mitchell? That's right. Go home and be well. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Ask the man. Never seen him in my life. He's sitting there praying.
Iwe kugomezga chivuta mkumanya kasi iwe ndi wenjani? Mr. Mitchell, uo ndi UNESCO. Rutanga kunyumba ndipo ukawe makora. Yesu Kristo kukupanga iwe makora. Mfumbeni muntu. Ntandiri kumuonapo iyo mumoyo wane. Iyo wangu karapo uwarombanga.
This day, this scripture. Here's a lady sitting right back here behind me. As Sarah was in the tent. She's praying for a daughter. Stand up.
Zuva ili, lemba ili. Apa palidona wakaranganira kunyuma uku, kunyuma kwane, umosara wakavira muhema. Iyo wakurombera mwana mwanakazi. Yimirira.
The daughter's not here. She's away. The daughter, you're same as it was when a woman come to Jesus who had a woman that was fiercely vexed with the devil. The woman is, the girl is demon possessed.
Mwana mwanakazi wali muno chara. Iyo wali kutali mwana mwanakazi. Ndipo iwe ukena waka ngati ndi umo kukavira para mwanakazi wakiza kwa Yesu. Uyo wakavana mwanakazi uyo wakakoreka chomene na chivanda. Mwanakazi ndi msungwana wakoreka na chivanda.
She's not here. She is from, you're from North Carolina. You believe that? And that's the truth, isn't it? Miss Orders, you can go home. If you believe with all your heart, you'll find your daughter like found when Jesus Christ in the days gone by said to the
Iyo ntao wali muno. Iyo wakufumira kumpoto kwa Carolina. Iwa kugomezga icho. Ndipo uo ndi UNESCO. Ndi nteura chara ichi. Mrs. Orders, iwa ungamanya kuruta kunyumba. Usange iwa kugomezgenge na mtima wako ose. Iwe wamkusanga mwana wako mwanakazi ngati ndi umo wakamsangira Yesu Kristo mu mazuva gari kujumpa wakati uyu wakachizgika.
This day, this scripture, the sign of Sodom, the sign of the super seed, the sign of the natural church, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your midst. Do you believe it?
Zuva iri, lemba iri, chimanyikwiro cha Sodom. Chimanyikwiro cha mbeo ya pachanya. Chimanyikwiro cha mpingo wa kutupi. Zuwa iri, lemba iri la kwa niriskika pakati pinu. Kasi imwe mkugomezga ichi.
Will you accept him right now? As your savior and healer. Stand up to your feet, every one of you. Say, I accept my healing. I accept him as my savior. I accept him as my king. Each one, stand to your feet.
Kasi imwe mumuzomerenge iyo sono ntena ngati mpono sikiwino na mchiriski. Iye miridani pa marundi gino, wali yose wa imwe, yoyani, inengu zomera machirisko gane, inengu mzomera iyo ngati mpono sikiwane, inengu mzomera iyo ngati fumiane, wali yose iye miridani pa marundi gino.
This day, listen friends, he read the scripture. Handed the Bible back to the priest and said all the eyes of the people were fastened upon him. And he looked up on him and said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Zuvairi, tegereskane vabwezi. Iyo waka wazgalimba, waka wazgara baiboro kwa msofi. Ndipo wakati, masogose gavandu kakadodoliska pa iyo. Ndipo iyo wakalaviska pa iyo. Ndipo wakati, zuvairi, lemba iri la kwa niriskika.
I've read the scripture with a dozen or more evidences that we're living in the last day.
Amen.
The generation that will see Jesus Christ return to the earth.
Amen.
And I say to you tonight, again, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your sight.
Ine ndiri kuvanzika lemba. Na maukaboni 12 panjika nandi kuti ise tikukhala munyengo ya umaliro. Muwiro uo uza mkuona Yesu Kristu wa kizaso kucharu chapasi. Ndipo ine nkoyoya kwa imwe usiku uu kamozaso. Zuva iri, lemba iri la kwanirisikika mumaso inu.
You in Tucson, you in California, you in New York, on these telephone hookups, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your sight.
Imwe mu Tucson, imwe mu California, imwe mu New York, baba kupurikizgira pa mawaya aga ka telefoni. Zuva iri, lemba iri la kwanirisikika mumaso inu.
Let us be glad and make merry, for the marriage of the Lamb is at hand, and her bride, his bride, has made herself ready. Let's raise our hands and give him glory. Oh, ye people, God bless you.
Tieni ise tikondwere ndipo tisekerere, pakuti ukwati wa mwana mberere uri pafupi, ndipo mkwatibi wake. Mkwatibi wake wajipanga iyo mwene wakunozgekera. Tieni tikwezge maoko gitu ndipo tipereke uchindami kwa iyo. Ime mose mwavantu. Chuta wa mtumbikeni imwe.